The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wine can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Has your flooring seen just one too many holiday seasons? Time to renew at Shasta Lake Floors. Lots of carpet, woods, tiles, and laminates in stock that can actually be installed by Christmas. Many special order items can be installed by the new year. The lowest prices and great financing, too, with rates as low as 0% OAC. Color, style, selection, low prices, great financing, quick professional installation. It all comes wrapped up in one package at Shasta Lake Floors. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 8 times voted best in the North State.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
From simple line-drawn cartoons to 3D modeling used in today's movies, explore the entertaining worlds of animation at Get Animated, only at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Do you love Steamboat Willie or Toothless the Dragon? Learn the stories behind some of your favorite animated characters. Take a photo with Po the Panda, or try your hand at animation techniques used by Disney, DreamWorks, Sony, and more. Get Animated is presented by Redding Kia Subaru. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is The Dana Show.
The threat is real. We have to be vigilant. We also can't panic and we can't respond out of fear. ISIL is not going to pose an existential threat to us. They are a dangerous organization like Al-Qaeda was. But we have hardened our defenses. If you look at the number of successful terrorist attacks that have occurred, we have disrupted a lot of them. But the dangers are still there, and so we just have to keep things in perspective. And, the American people should feel confident that, we're going to be able to defend ourselves and make sure that, we have a good holiday season.
Really? Is that why Tashfeen Malik, the female shooter, swore allegiance to ISIS? That's the latest development. We got a lot of developments for you this morning, by the way. Welcome to the program. Happy Friday to you. We're going to be opening up the phone lines here shortly. We also have Mailbag of Hate. A lot of stuff going on. A couple of things. Tashfeen Malik, who is the female jihadist, the female ISIS member, she had pledged allegiance to ISIS. This coming this morning, investigators say that as this massacre was happening, she had posted a pledge of allegiance to ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on Facebook. And it was made on an account with a different name, but it was her account. And they did not explain. It was the one that they had not erased, but she had pledged allegiance while this was happening. So she had enough time to get on Facebook and put up allegiance to ISIS up there. And they are now believing that she was radicalized before her husband, and her husband was radicalized along with her. We're going to talk more about that. I also want to alert you to something that's just blowing up right now. This is what happened. There's video of it. MSNBC tampered with a live crime scene. They paid the landlord, and this is according to news reports. They had paid the landlord of the apartment where these two terrorists were $1,000 to get inside of the house. It had not been cleared. It was still considered an active crime scene. They gave the CBS had asked the landlord, "Why did you let the cameras inside?" The landlord said, quote, "I didn't. When I opened the door, they rushed me." MSNBC busted in to a live crime scene. If you need any more evidence that this absolute hacktastic mainstream media outlet, if you need any more evidence as to why this is not a legitimate media outlet, there you go. And apparently Inside Edition did as well. Either it was MSNBC rushed the landlord, and now, I mean, all of the, I mean, they don't, they have, I mean, it's just insane. It was still a live crime scene. They came in and started tampering with everything. This is insane. So we're, because apparently they're all up in the, they've been deleting tweets. They went on, members of NBC and MSNBC, they were inside the apartment and they were picking up things and photographing things and videotaping things. And they were tweeting it out until it came out that, oh, well, no, the landlord didn't allow the cameras in there. They rushed. There's video, and we're going to, I mean, this is all just happening now, and we're going to get this video. There's video of this landlord saying this, saying, no, 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 I did not let them in here. I did not let them in here. He's like, no, I, and they're like, oh, first look inside the shooter's home. Oh, man. And here's the thing. Then after they started tweeting out all of these images and all of this stuff, then when they realized, uh-oh, we shouldn't have been doing it, they started deleting it. I can't even believe it. The White House is holding a press conference right now. Josh Earnest is speaking. And this is, I'm just shocked. So we're getting some video of this, getting more information about it. But the report, according to reporters who, and people there who are telling CBS, they're saying to CBS, no, 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 the landlord told CBS that he was rushed. And another person said that it was either MSNBC or it was Inside Edition that paid the landlord $1,000 to get access. And then there's all of these videos and, I mean, oh my gosh. But here's the thing. If they were able to access a live crime scene, why was it not secured? Why was the crime scene unsecured? Seriously. Like, why was it not secured? Why are they're tampering with evidence? So now there are all of these, for instance, one, Kelly O'Donnell has been deleting her tweets like mad now. Because she was inside and she was tweeting all this stuff out. And no, they had still considered it a live crime scene. So if it was if the media just compromised the scene of an active investigation into a terrorist cell, seriously. And one of the, it's up at theblaze.com as well. The police spokesman says he was stunned. He was stunned as the cameras rushed inside and began broadcasting live. If we have any of this, as soon as we get it, just holler at me. But a swarm of them just rushed in. I mean, just, there needs to be arrests made. There need to be arrests made because if it's still an active crime scene, they're trespassing. I have no words. Do you need any other evidence that these are rat bastards in any of, I mean, this is horrible. This is some of the video from CBS. Listen.
Boarded up. This is what was done after the FBI made entrance into the building. So this is our first time. I have to tell you, I never thought we would be allowed inside. But this is the look that we're being given inside of the suspect's apartment. There is broken glass on the ground here. We're looking at things in the kitchen. It looks as though people were cooking recently. You have a lot of pots and pans in the sink, stuff on the stove. Not going to touch anything here. We've got a dishwasher and a dryer, some food there. Again, there are reporters. I have to tell you, when this first happened and the man who's believed to be the landlord came and unlocked the door, almost like a herd of cattle, journalists rushed in for an opportunity to see what they can get.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And we're going to get more information about this as it comes out. Josh Earnest holding a press conference simultaneously. He says, look, we got a good track record. Really? You have a good track record? Oklahoma, Boston Bombers, you got a good track record? Josh Earnest right now is trying to placate the White House reporters, the reporters on Capitol Hill that have that beat. Trying to placate them, saying, "Oh, no, no, no! Look! You should feel confident in what we're. I mean, we're keeping people safe. We got a great track record. No, you don't. I'm still trying to figure out. I'm just absolutely shocked. Kelly O'Donnell deleted all of her tweets, but everybody saved them anyway. And she was tweeting out, like, pictures of their driver's licenses. She was tweeting out, like, all kinds of stuff. I'm not shocked, but I am shocked. I mean, this just started happening right as we went to air. So why was the area unsecured? I hope because there's going to be a press conference coming up, correct? With the, from what I understand, isn't there going to be a press conference coming up with the sheriff? So hopefully we will be able to get some information as to how in the world that was able to happen. I mean, if it was still classified, because the police spokesman said he was stunned. He was like, whoa, no. And it looks like the door was pried open. Now, I'm hearing that the video, the landlord opened the door, but apparently they weren't supposed to go in. What was he just going to give them a peek inside? But he said, the landlord said, as soon as I rushed him. Well, what did you expect was going to happen? Seriously. They did this. They went on live TV and they did this. They did this on live TV. I mean, they haven't even processed this crime scene and you had these media vultures just rush in. Oh my heavens. Now, if the landlord opened the door, why, and it was an active crime scene, then why on earth was there not a posted, you know, police officer? Or, I mean, maybe they didn't anticipate that was going to happen. Holy cow. Rat bastards. That's who these people are. We are going to follow this and bring you updates on it. We're also going to talk about the White House press conference right now. We have so much stuff to get into. Let's start with Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
As I said earlier, Tashfeen Malik, the Southern California jihadist, she had pledged allegiance to ISIS. Right before she opened fire during this whole thing. The pledge was posted on Facebook under another name, and then it was deleted. It was reported initially by the Associated Press, and it gave a clue as to her motivation. You still want to say this is workplace violence? She had pledged allegiance to ISIS, and a lot of, and in fact, Saeed Farouk's older brother was saying, he said that Mauro Farouk, he was saying, no, look, it's possible they think that she radicalized him. Because he met her when he was over in Saudi Arabia. She was from Pakistan. And she was already, according to just some of what family members say, it sounds like she was already pretty radicalized. And it seems as though she radicalized him. I was talking to Dr. Waleed Ferez yesterday, and he said, look, that's not an exception. That happens, actually, quite often. Well, this was just really sad news. Scott Weiland. Stone Temple Pilots, Velvet Revolver, new band The Wildabouts, found dead late last night by his tour manager on the tour bus. He was getting ready to play a show, 48 years old, and you can tell our bumper music is going to be reflective of today. Fantastic, fantastic frontman, and in an era of tripe pop, he was a rock star. And it's sadly not surprising because he struggled with drugs for a very long time, struggled with heroin for a very long time, and he really tried at least for a while to beat his demons. I saw an interview with him not too long ago, and he was out of it. I mean, it seemed to me either he was fried or he was back on the sauce. But he had a vocal chameleon, and Liz and I were talking a little bit off break. I mean, Kurt Cobain. I mean, Nirvana, I understand what Nirvana did for music. I think I was in junior high school when Kurt Cobain died. But this is a gut punch. It just sucks. And you always want somebody to be able to beat their demons. And America loves nothing more than a good comeback story. This is depressing. 48 years old. He's behind two kids and his two ex-wives. He had just gotten married a couple of years ago. So unbelievably sad. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family. Not everyone is, this is Walmart, this is, let me pull this up. So apparently, according to a horror movie website I read, Walmart changed the name of this, they changed the name of the Christmas horror story to Holiday Horror Story. Not quite sure why. They said it's reported that the Christmas-themed horror film, A Christmas Horror Story, if you try to look for a DVD copy of it at Walmart, you might have a difficult time because it's been given a new name. They call it the Holiday Horror Story. Are you serious? Like, just get over it. There's also pictures of the DVD. Originally, it was supposed to be the Christmas, a Christmas horror story. That's the high level of sensitivity. It is so ridiculous. Look, if you don't like Christmas, then don't take the Christmas season off. You can go into work Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. If it so offends you, you don't have to take a day off. You can just go in and work, and we'll all spend time with our families. Channel 10 News, Tampa Bay, Sarasota. A meth pipe was found in a kid's backpack, and as authorities investigated, an eight-year-old little girl, her backpack, authorities found this meth pipe, and it turned out it was her grandmother's. They said that the grandmother was taking care of the child. She's waiting to plea, but they arrested and charged her with felony child endangerment. Like, seriously, why do you why? She's on meth. Do you need another question why? Our sponsor for this portion of our program, our friends at Super Beats, you know, it's a perfect stocking stuffer size, just to let you know. I've already been up since the crack of dawn, and I've been doing a lot this morning, and I've already basically gone through more than half of a workday, and this has been a busy week. And that plus the Christmas season, you guys know, Christmas, it's a very, very busy time of year. Hanukkah, very, very busy time of year. The whole holiday season from Thanksgiving to Christmas and New Year's, you're sprinting. You feel like that, right? If you're looking for more energy and better mental focus to get you through it, you need to try Super Beats. And now is the best time. Super Beats is, you know, it's, I don't go a day without it. I take it every single day, sometimes 4 ounces, sometimes 8 ounces. It's dried beets, specially grown beets that do not taste like beets. How is that possible, Dana? Well, it's because the cooled drying process they use to condense the beets down and to protect all the full concentration of the antioxidants and the dietary nitrates so that you get the full effect of it, it kills the taste. I wouldn't drink it otherwise. No joke. I've actually turned other people down because I thought their products tasted horrible. No lie. My sales staff just wants to wring my neck sometimes. But Super Beets, I like. I take it every day. It doesn't taste like beets. It has an earthy berry flavor, and that's it. They also have black cherry, just in case you're freaking out about the taste. It tastes just like cherry juice, natural, no added. There's no processed sugar. No processed sugar in it. It's paleo-friendly for me. Call 1-800-664-5617. Go to DanaShootsBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry with your first order. Get that money-back guarantee. Get the free book. Free shipping, and you'll love the results with your first free canister or your money back. 1-800-664-5617, DanaShootsBeets.com.
This is The Dana Show.
Walk by a local bank branch these days, and you'll see a lot of empty chairs. Because who wants to sit around and wait when you need to borrow money? It's a 24/7, always-on world, and Avant gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans at competitive interest rates, and makes borrowing quick and convenient. You check your rate online, complete your application online, funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. And checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer, go to Avant.com and enter promo code DANA. That's AVANT.com, promo code DANA. Avant.com, promo code DANA. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Police Lives Matter may become a popular bumper sticker as 6 police officers stand trial in Baltimore, which is averaging nearly 1 murder per day this year. Will we witness the Ferguson effect, where criminals are made into victims? Let's hope not. A new book, We Have Seen the Future, and It Looks Like Baltimore, contrasts the American dream of self-sufficiency with the utopian progressive dream of bigger government, which always leads to more gun control and less freedom. Changing our future means knowing the truth about our past. Restoring the American dream won't be easy, but it's our only option to stop the chaos, riots, and lawlessness. Call now for a free copy of We Have Seen the Future, and It Looks Like Baltimore at 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Tell them Dana said to call for your free book. Call now at 800-289-2646. A must read, because the truth is all lives matter. 800-289-2646.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, Linda and I welcome Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's happening in the Christmas season in Enjoy and what's happening in the North State. Also, a follow-up on what happened down in San Bernardino. Terrorism or workplace violence? Why so hard to define? All this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
You're home. You served your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
So MSNBC just showed, they had showed just a bit ago, the driver's license and social security number of Saeed Farouk's mother in a live broadcast. They put her driver's license up to the screen where you could see her social security number and her driver's license. My friend Jorge Bonilla said, compromised crime scene equals inadmissible evidence of terrorism equals back to gun control. You had Kelly O'Donnell with NBC furiously deleting tweets that showed her colleague, Kerry Sanders at NBC, picking through the suspects, the shredded papers and personal belongings, an active crime scene. They're doing this right now. This is intentional. They are doing this on purpose. They're going to screw over and ruin the crime scene so that we can't tell who's in. We can't tell anything that's going on in there. We can't tell who they work with. If you, they had $30,000 worth of weaponry and materials, as was reported, $30,000. He makes $50,000 a year. Where the hell did they get that money? So clearly they are working with other people, and their apartment, a crime scene was just ruined by the mainstream media. They're probably not going to get anything out of it now because of the media. We're going to come back and open phone lines. Don't go anywhere. More of The Dana Show after this.
The Dana Show.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Carl, it's holiday time, and I feel like a special holiday mocha. Take me to Espresso Joe's Inside Tobacco and Brew right now.
Yeah, and while we're there, let's walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the North State and find some great cigars for your dad, your brother, and me. Some of the highest-rated cigars by Cigar Aficionado.
That's right, and we can browse and buy special coffee beans, tea accessories, and let's look through the wonderful wine selection. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hop in the truck, hon. Let's go.
It's Dandelion's first Christmas in their new home. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Who doesn't love Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol? Christmas isn't the same without its fascinating tale of spirits, adventure, greed, and of course, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Join us this holiday season for the Reading Civic Repertory's magical debut of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
Fabiano Altamura's new adaptation will have it all, from gorgeous sets to spooky spirits and music that will have you dancing the humbug.
Will Ebenezer Scrooge get what he deserves, or will the miser choose a different path? Come and find out on December 19th and 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get tickets at the Reading Civic Auditorium's box office. Call 229-0022 or at readingcivic.com.
Brought to you by Meeks Lumber, Zimmer Construction, Hudson Entertainment, and Hilltop Medical Clinic. Don't miss this Christmas spectacular. Christmas Carol, A Love Story, December 19th and 20th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream sound bites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
Oh, my gosh. One of the things that was shown, apparently there was like a certificate of appreciation or something. What is this? The Islamic Circle of North America's Sisters Wing, which is Farouk's sister was active in this group, which is described as a U.S. branch of a pro-caliphate Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah, police say it's still an active crime scene. So they're just, like, going and taking photos and all of this stuff, you know. Huh. I mean, it absolutely insane. A horde of media people rushed in. Now, the landlord, he can go into his own property. But he says they trespassed. He says that he was trying to go into his own property and they just bum-rushed him. And now, if that is true and they trespass, every single one of them should be arrested. And if this is an active crime scene, why the hell isn't the FBI there arresting people now? That's the question. You remember those videos of Black Friday where you have all these people that are just, you know, they have their faces pressed against the door and all of this, right? And then they, oh my gosh, it's just insane. Then they rush in and they fight over stuff and they grab products and they grab things and it's just mass hysteria. It is Black Friday at this terrorist apartment. So, the police, if this is an active crime scene, the police need to say it's an active crime scene. They need to have somebody posted there. If it's not an active crime scene, the landlord says that they trespassed. So, regardless, the owner said that they had trespassed. So they need, something. It's just crazy. It's just insane. And then the fact that they were showing Saeed Farouk's mom's driver's license with her social security number and all of that, it just insane. Now, Dave Raboy, who is, he's done a lot of research into the Farouk family. And he was talking about the ICNA. And the ICNA is the U.S. branch of the Pakistani Jamaat-e-Islami, which calls for worldwide Sharia. And an NBC reporter, says Rayboy, had flashed a certificate given to Farouk's sister by that particular group. Now, do you think that that would be of interest? Do you think it would be of interest to the FBI, to the, you know, that they had, don't you think maybe that they would kind of, I don't know, want to take it with them? I'm just saying, don't you think that that's something perhaps that they would want to take? Doesn't that seem incredibly telling to you? I mean, it's just, you know, a question. Our Washington producer says, I'm buying Christmas presents with Farouk's mom's ID. Anybody want anything? You went in on that action? This is amazing to me. It is amazing to me. Police say that the police spokesman said he was stunned. So you have this certificate that was shown on live television. It's a certificate of appreciation. And they believe that they are calling for worldwide Sharia. They want worldwide Sharia. And so this certificate was made out to Farouk's sister, who is active in that group. Now, I don't know if that's the sister that she just couldn't imagine her brother committing this attack or not. But the group, the ICNA, it's a Muslim Brotherhood affiliated group. It's like the, it's Rayboy says it's basically the Muslim Brotherhood of Pakistan. And Farouk followed them on Twitter. The Center for Security Policy showed that Saeed Farouk, the San Bernardino ISIS terrorist, followed the Brotherhood link groups on Twitter. Now, in addition to that, I have a couple of other things here for you. This is, hang on, because all of this stuff is coming in. So now, a pro-ISIS news agency has said, they have stated that it was ISIS followers who carried out the San Bernardino terrorist attack. You know, contained, right? So that is, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I mean, they were just, they're rummaging through it. Now, the landlord has every right. It's his property. He can go on into the property. It's his property. But if it is, as the police spokesman said in this article that I quoted from The Blaze and from the Associated Press, if it's an active crime scene like he said it was, my question is, why wasn't there an officer posted outside? I mean, don't you think, because it's not the media's job, and I'm not defending them at all, I think they're rat bastards, it's not the media's job to secure a crime scene, it's the law's job to secure a crime scene. So if it was so sensitive, then why wasn't it secured? That's the question. I'm shocked by all of this. Oh, by the way, from all of this information, can we now stop saying it was a workplace attack? There was an ABC article. Where is this at? I have so much stuff on my... Literally, we will be lucky if we get even into a third of what I have prepared for today. There was an ABC article that says how to deal with workplace violence. Well, what about having a how to deal with terrorism in the workplace? What about that? Oh, my heavens. So, I don't know. This is just amazing to me that this is even taking place. I don't know. As to the shredded documents, that I don't know if that's something that police had shredded and they just left it here. I don't know. This is so surreal. It's just surreal. I mean, you're watching it from NBC, MSNBC, and NBC. And when the FBI told Brian Reyes, hold up, and he's with Mashable and the Daily Beast. He was with the Daily Beast. He now works with Mashable, a text website. The FBI told him, he asked if the apartment was open to the public. And Brian Reyes, and hat tip Jimmy Pirtle on this, Brian Reyes had said, quote, "I don't believe so. It is still an ongoing investigation." So MSNBC says, no, the FBI said they already cleared out useful evidence. But then the FBI tells Mashable that it's still an active investigation. CBS says the landlord didn't allow the media into the apartment. He said they rushed him. This just posted about 15 minutes ago, if we want to pull that. He had said, no, they rushed me. I didn't allow anybody in here. What is going on? This is surreal. 866-455-9797, because it is Friday, it is Open Line Friday. 866-455-9797. This is bizarre. Let's go to the phones and get some of your thoughts on this as it's happening. Billy, welcome to the program. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you, Dana, for having me. I'm a long-time listener. I love the show.
Thank you.
I'm a former warden in Illinois, and I'm retired. And I would just like to say that if that's an active crime scene, I can't believe that the landlord even had authority to go in and out of the property, because he's compromising the crime scene himself.
True.
They should have had
a good police officer.
They should have had a police officer posted at that location, sealing that area, and no one other than the investigating team should have been allowed to go in and out of that crime scene.
Yeah, that is a good point. I mean, even if it is his property, if it's still an active crime scene, then his movements, just to not ruin evidence or contaminate evidence, would have been restricted as well.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the FBI told, and Mashable's it's a pretty legitimate website. They cover some news, but it's some tech, but they had one of their, who used to write for Daily Beast, they had one of their reporters there, and he said, no, the FBI says that they still believe it's an active crime scene. And MSNBC's answer seems somewhat anecdotal, but if it is an active crime scene, I mean, you would think that they would have somebody posted outside.
They should have had someone posted outside that door, yes.
Wow. I have you ever heard any, I mean, you said you're a former warden. Have you ever heard anything like this happening?
Not quite that insane, no.
Man.
At least I've never been party to that, because I know someone would have been fired.
Wow. Billy, God bless you. I appreciate you calling in and you listening to the show. Thanks so much. Good to talk with you.
Thank you, Dana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. So, I mean, what is the, and see, look, you can't blame people for thinking, for being conspiracy-minded. Because if these reporters are doing this on an active crime scene, that's a prosecutable offense. That's an actionable offense. I just don't know. I mean, there's so much stuff coming in right now. I'm just not even. I mean, this is, they're going through an active crime scene, and they're still posting pictures of it. Just can't even. Let's go back to the phone. Willie's on the line. Willie, welcome to the program. Happy Friday to you.
Same to you. It's my first time calling the show. It's my first time actually listening to the show.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I just want to weigh in on a couple of things. I'm listening to a lot of these shows that come on the radio. I'm actually a truck driver now, former U.S. Army, just got out last year.
Appreciate your service. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm listening to a lot of the show, and I'm listening to a lot of the rhetoric, and I just want to say a couple of things. First, they keep calling this guy ISIS and make it seem like ISIS hasn't landed. But ISIS is not actually landed. The guy was a sympathizer as far as, you know, being affiliated with ISIS. He's not actually ISIS. He's just an affiliate of ISIS. And I also want to say, protect yourself. I mean, the most important thing right now, I hear a lot of rhetoric on a lot of different shows. The most important thing for Americans to have to do is be vigilant, protect yourself. If you know you're in a high-risk area, you're in a situation where you know they're going to be or you're likely for a terrorist attack, or you think that, you know, you see someone that is doing things, you have to watch suspicious activity. I heard on one show that they said that people saw suspicious activity, they didn't report it for fear of being called racist.
Yes.
And you can't fear being called racist if you're doing the right thing. If you know that's not in your heart and you see what's going on, have enough candor to go out and do what's right, and you'll protect your fellow Americans. I also want to tell everybody, as Americans, don't go on a witch hunt. I mean, they're here. People exist with idealism all over the world, different types. You can't go on a witch hunt because this guy was an American. He was born here in America.
Right. His wife was not. But and to that point, though, in terms of, because with the ISIS ideology, I think that's kind of their goal. In that they, I mean, you don't have to be an official part of the group. I was talking with James Woolsey, former head of CIA, and he was saying, well, the goal is that they want to be able to reach out to as many, particularly young men, and, you know, even disgruntled young women, and radicalize them. And the ISIS media, they said, oh, no, we'll take credit for this because, and you can sympathize with ISIS. And I think that's, I think the question becomes, how many lone wolves make a pack, you know? And that's what makes it so difficult to fight, at least here in the United States, because it's not like, you know, they're all in uniforms and they show up and you can identify and you know what they're going to do. And they all aren't of Middle Eastern descent either. I mean, had the blonde jihadi that was over there. She went over to Europe and she was planning stuff in the UK and in France. It's that radicalized ideology, and it makes it difficult to fight because it's almost as if anyone could really. But you made a good point about that suspicious behavior. Because the neighbors, they said, well, all of a sudden there are all of these guys living together in one apartment, and they're up real late at night, and they're building stuff, and they have all this stuff shipped to their apartment. And they said that they weren't exactly friendly with everybody, and they said they could tell that the people there were uncomfortable, but they ignored their gut feeling because they didn't, you know, they were embarrassed to make anything out of it.
No. Another thing I want to tell people, do not engage them. I hear a lot of people talk about go get guns, and don't start a gun battle with these guys. They're obviously trained, and if you just now getting a weapon, don't call the proper authorities and let them handle it. They have their
most people have their training, but I tell you, I'll tell you, Willie, if a terrorist busts in my house, I've taken many, many hours of training.
Oh, yeah.
They won't be walking out of it. They'll be walking out in a bag.
Definitely. I just want you to, I mean, this period, though, because, I mean, public places, when you go out to the mall, you go Christmas shopping, you go out, make sure you're vigilant. You look around and you look for suspicious activity, don't make
that situational awareness. Right,
yeah,
it's that situational awareness.
Yes.
Exactly. So well, I appreciate your service. Okay,
right.
And be safe on the roads out there. Thank you,
yes,
Willie.
All right.
Mm-hmm, take
all
care. Right. Yeah, that situational awareness, that still gets me. You know, the neighbors, they were afraid to call. But, you know, that ISIS ideology, and that's the thing. How many lone wolves make a pack? It's not that you're fighting like yes, there is a group of ISIS, but the goal is to, that ideology is like tentacles, and they want to have it spread into as many countries and as many states and as many communities and into the hearts and minds of men and women. And, you know, this, it sounds like Saeed Farouk wasn't radicalized at first, and then he met his wife, who, according to intel sources and according to some members of the family, she was the one. But then you hear this story about his sister. She had a certificate from a suspicious group that's called the Muslim Brotherhood Group of Pakistan. Then you kind of wonder, okay, well, maybe he got even further radicalized because of his wife. And that's, you know, that's what the investigation is for sure. But the thing is that, you know, it's that ideology. And it's that it's the lone wolves. That's the whole goal. There's not like, they don't have like a Costco car. They don't have like varsity letter jackets or anything like that. It's just, that's the ideology. And if you believe it, you are it. And that's what ISIS claims as well. 866-455-9797, sponsor of this quarter hour, Casper Mattress, one heck of a mattress. I have family staying at my house right now. And, they're my mother, in fact. She spent the night on a Casper mattress, and she was like, I love this mattress. It is so ridiculously comfortable, and it's structured for great support and to keep you cool all throughout the night. And you can tell why. Once you sleep on it, you know why. It's an award-winning mattress. You get a great night's sleep. Now, not only do these guys, great startup, award-winning startup company, they came out with a mattress. Now they have a dual-layer pillow, and they have sheets as well. Their pillow contains like a billion microfibers, all engineered to adapt to your movements and keep you supported and cool throughout the night. So you can try the Casper mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And in addition, you can also try the sheets and pillow for 100 nights as well. Get the best night's sleep you ever had, and if you don't, they'll pick it all up and refund you everything. Put them to the test. Sleep on a Casper mattress for 100 nights in your own home, free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com, use code DREAM to get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, code DREAM, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Dana Show.
I'm really serious about my health, and so I'm doing something for it. It's called Superbeats, a circulation superfood powder that helps support my heart and healthy blood pressure, too. I have amazing energy and amazing stamina as well. The New York Times calls beets fitness in a glass, and with Superbeets, I get all of the benefits without the bad taste, calories, or added sugar. Each canister of Superbeets gives me 90 non-GMO beets that taste great. Mix it in water or a smoothie for a jitter-free energy boost. You'll love the taste of Superbeets and feel results in as little as 20 minutes, guaranteed, or you don't pay. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishoodsbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the result that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishoodsbeets.com. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. Pushy, high-pressure salesmen, they try to scare you and lock you into a long-term contract. And then you get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. These are the good guys. SimpliSafe has no contracts, none. You'll get 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home every second of the day. And in an emergency, they're instantly there to make sure you're okay and alert the police. And it's just $14.99 per month. It's award-winning protection for less than half of what most companies charge, with no contracts or commitments. Protect your home with the Alarm I Trust. Visit SimplySafeDana.com. Go now to get my exclusive 10% discount. SimplySafeDana.com. If you're someone who owes the IRS, call the good folks that I trust at Optima Tax Relief. The IRS has the power to freeze your paycheck, even take your home or business. Protect yourself, your family, and your money, and start fighting back. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Write this number down. 800-335-0875. Optima has the power to protect you from aggressive collection actions now, so the IRS can't take your assets. And when you call, ask about the tax debt forgiveness program that is saving people thousands, even tens of thousands. Another incredible story the other day about how Optima settled a $125,000 debt for $500 for a gentleman in California. They have so many five-star reviews because these guys are the best. One quick call is all it takes to get started on resolving your tax debt. Optima Tax Relief has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and offers a one-of-a-kind money-back guarantee. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Optima now for your free consultation. Call 800-335-0875. That's 800-335-0875.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com, that website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Today through Cyber Monday, Ancestry is offering the lowest price of the year on Ancestry DNA at tryancestry.com. It's an unbelievable discount on a simple test that lets you look 1,000 years into your family's ethnic past. Also through Monday, save big on all Ancestry memberships. Give the gift of family and uncover the mysteries of your ancestors and ethnic origins. This offer is only available through Monday at TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
Aaron Elswick says his neighbor noticed a lot of recent activity there.
She had noticed that they had, receiving packages, quite a few packages within a short amount of time, and that they were actually doing a lot of work out in the garage. And she was kind of suspicious and was wanted to report it, but she said she didn't want to profile.
Yeah, well, her gut instinct was correct. And as it turned out, Saeed Farooq's sister is part of the U.S. branch of the Pakistani Muslim Brotherhood. So, yeah, I hope that we got a press conference coming, I think, Liz, in about an hour? That, please, I hope the law enforcement says whether this was, if it was, because the landlord says the reporters trespassed. The Mashable was told by FBI that it was an active crime scene. Then LA Times says, no. We were told that it's inactive. It's not active anymore. So, okay, this is, again, can I just make this point again? This is what happens when media has lied and propagandized so much, you can't believe anything that they say. This is what happens. You can't believe anything that they say. Second hour of radio coming up, Open Line Friday. You can watch it on Blaze TV as well. Stay here, back in a minute.
The Dana Show.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. FBI Director James Comey is calling the massacre of 14 people last Wednesday in San Bernardino, California, an act of terrorism. Comey says they hope evidence recovered from suspects Saeed Farouk and Tashfi Malik will help them make sense of the attack.
We are going through a very large volume of electronic evidence. This is electronic evidence that these killers tried to destroy and tried to conceal from us. That we now have and are exploiting to try and understand them.
Comey won't say whether anyone affiliated with the Islamic State group communicated back to the man and woman who carried out Wednesday's attack in San Bernardino. The Islamic State group has released a video showing six children killing Syrian military captives.
The video starts by showing the children running through the ruins of a castle. They're searching for their victims whose hands have been tied. Then each child puts one of the captives to death. IS is sending a message that it's raising a new generation that will be ready to continue its ruthless campaign against the group's many enemies.
That is BBC correspondent Alan Johnston reporting. Texas has dropped its legal efforts to block Syrian refugees from resettling in the states. Legal experts say the lawsuit filed Wednesday would be futile. Authorities say Costa Rica is asking Belize to accept nearly 3,000 Cuban migrants who have been stuck at the Costa Rican border with Nicaragua for weeks. The plan envisions flying the migrants to Belize, which is on Mexico's southeastern border. From there, the Cubans would presumably continue north toward their stated destination, the United States. The United Auto Workers has won a union vote among skilled trade workers at Volkswagen's Lone U.S. assembly plant in Tennessee. The workers specialize in repairing and maintaining machinery and robots at VW's factory in Chattanooga. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attorney spokesperson. The Sentinel Group with principal office in Temecula, California is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention! If you or a loved one took Xarelto or Pradaxa and experienced a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to cash compensation. Call 800-341-0345 now. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescription blood thinners used to reduce the risk of blood clots and stroke. Dangerous side effects have been discovered, which have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call 800-341-0345 now. If you or a loved one took Xarelto or Pradaxa and experienced internal bleeding or were hospitalized for a serious bleeding event, don't be a silent victim. Call 800-341-0345 now to see if you may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim, so call 800-341-0345 now. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-341-0345. That's 800-341-0345. 800-341-0345.
Republicans are now among the Jewish state's most important friends. Tevi Troy, he's the author of the recent article in Commentary magazine, How the GOP Went Zionist, tells the Salem Radio Network that this wasn't always the case.
It is a piece about how the Republican Party became the pro-Israel party in America. In the 1950s, for example, Eisenhower was not very pro-Israel and thought we should counterbalance U.S. policy away from Israel.
But according to Troy, Republicans began strengthening their ties to Israel in the early 1980s.
But over time, the Republican Party, in part because of Gene Kirkpatrick and Jack Kemp, became much more pro-Israel. It also has something to do with the evangelical vote. It has to do with the recognition that the people who stand for a strong American policy also stand for a strong Israeli policy.
Tevi Troy's How the GOP Went Zionist can be found on CommentaryMagazine.com. He also points to this week's Jewish Forum event in the nation's capital as more evidence of dramatic change. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. U.S. regulators have approved the first generic version of one of the first very effective yet very expensive cancer drugs.
Gleevec, which is made by Novartis, has been hailed as a near cure, transforming chronic myeloid leukemia from an almost universally fatal disease to one that is manageable with long-term medication.
Correspondent Linda Kenyon says Gleevec cost about $10,000 a month, so the generic version will be much more affordable for cancer patients. An outbreak of E. coli linked to Chipotle restaurants has expanded to 9 states with a total of 52 reported illnesses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said today that 7 additional people were sickened, including in 3 more states, Illinois, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. The most recent illness started on November the 13th. Previous cases were in Oregon and Washington. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Santa Claus has landed at View 202. On Sunday, December 13th, join Santa and his elf for brunch on the veranda. Enjoy bottomless mimosas, beautiful music by Linda Bott, and her jazz ensemble, the sensational sounds of Shasta High School's musical choir. Bring a toy to donate to Toys for Tots and have your picture taken with Santa. Don't miss out on this magical Christmas experience, December 13th from 11 to 1:30 at View 202.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors. Motors finance subject to prior sale ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is The Dana Show.
Are you angry at your brother-in-law for doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. Very angry. Very upset and angry.
And for leaving his daughter?
Yeah.
And what
it hits me every few hours that it makes me angry that what he did not.
Yeah, that's his brother-in-law, so I guess he's married to the sister. Is that the sister who's a member of the... they showed the certificate right there. That is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, the branch from Pakistan. I guess they have a chapter here in the United States. Dave Rayboy was saying, oh, no, Farouk's sister was active in ICNA, the Islamic Circle of North America, Sisters Wing. It's a pro-caliphate group, Jamiat Islami, and it is the Muslim Brotherhood from Pakistan. And that they had a certificate right there showing that she was a member of it. And then the neighbor, the co-worker had said, oh, no, he married a terrorist. An interview with CBS News, a former co-worker of Syed Farouk said, no, Tashfeen Malik was a terrorist. Christian Nadwik had told a host with CBS that Farouk's demeanor changed after he went to Saudi Arabia, where he met Malik in person after communicating with her online. And he said she was a terrorist. Joining me right now, my friend Lawrence Jones, contributor with The Blaze, What Now TV. Lawrence, first off, okay, so we were... I said this is like Black Friday at the terrorist apartment.
Yeah, free for all.
There was a reporter it was on MSNBC. He walked out with an orange popsicle. They like orange popsicles. We know that. He walked out with one of the orange popsicles from their freezer and was eating it.
That's a problem.
This is the FBI told Mashable that it was an active crime scene. The LA Times says, no, it's not, because somebody told us it wasn't. Because the media lies so often, you can't believe them. But some of the stuff that we were, like the certificate that they were showing, and they showed the driver's license of his mother. Yep. Why did she leave her driver's license there? I don't know. It's weird.
There's two parts to this. Number one, it is the duty of the law enforcement to secure their crime scene. The burden doesn't rest with the press or the landlord of the owner of that facility, of that house. It rests with the law enforcement. So the fact that still people are still there and law enforcement haven't arrived to get them out, that tells me, hey, maybe the crime scene wasn't active.
And you've worked with law enforcement, so you know how this goes.
Oh, yeah.
And I had asked you because they showed up, they showed the certificate, and I'm like, well, don't you think that that's something they would take?
Right. And not only that, I don't know if you saw, some of the pictures were the actual logs that the FBI and ATF used to identify, hey, I need to return this back to this property. So I contacted one of my friends who is still active in the FBI. He's like, that seems to be like they released the crime scene. Because we see these logs all the time when they're saying, hey, you know, we took what we needed. We're going to leave this stuff here.
Right.
So it's just not adding up.
It's not adding up. We need to desperately have that press conference, and maybe law enforcement can say, let's say that the crime scene is that they've processed it, and the landlord can decide. The landlord still says that they trespassed.
Well, I quite frankly don't believe him.
Yeah, but it's just so trashy. It's
trashy of the press.
Yes.
To put people's birth certificates and socials.
Well, and the way that they're doing it, it's like I get a Geraldo Rivera Al Capone's vault feeling from this. Like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, look at this. Right. They ate off dishes like humans.
Right. And we're now glorifying terrorists.
That's what I feel like we're doing with that.
It's creepy. It's creepy.
It's so bizarre.
And the trampling on each other just to get the popsicle, to get more. I think that they're putting everybody else in danger as well, because that is potential information that the public would have needed law enforcement to break down and say, okay, these people right here, family members, may be legit terrorists. The other one's not so much. So they may be putting people lives in danger.
I think the family's full of crap and that they didn't know they were radicalized.
Oh, they're definitely full of crap. And this is what I said during breaking news coverage 2 days ago. We need to know who all is connected in it. As you remember, one of the neighbors said there were men in and out of that. That could be family members. We don't know.
Right.
We need to know the identities of these people so we can potentially know if we're sitting next to a terrorist.
Well, and the brother, you heard the brother-in-law in that audio, and he was like, I just don't know how. I mean, it's so sad.
There's no way.
Okay, well, the sister, she got a certificate. I can't believe they send certificates of appreciation out. I mean, ISIS is a help desk, but whatever. They sent a certificate of appreciation out. She was a member of this group, and his wife was a terrorist. Apparently, I mean, she was radicalized. We know that. And so it's like the fact that they were so cozy with care right off the bat. No.
He was a member.
They're playing dumb.
No. They're playing dumb. I don't know the last time where people just miss certificates hanging on the wall of stuff that says that they're a part of or affiliated with ISIS or the Muslim Brotherhood. There is no way impossible that they hadn't saw signs of them even trying to convert them. This is not a religion that says, oh, we're just going to be converted ourselves. They try to get their family members involved, their kids involved, their sisters and brothers. So the fact that they didn't see any signs is just a bald-faced lie.
So apparently on CNN right now, They just said a little bit ago, this is no longer members of the media. There's a woman with a dog walking through the house. It's like Black Friday. Like people, it's like that fight that we saw where people were, these two women were fighting over a vegetable spinner. Here's the thing that I still find weird, and Liz in St. Louis says, oh no, it's open house. Why is his mom's driver's license in there?
I don't understand it.
Why is his mom's driver's license?
Were they using each other's identity back and forth?
Yeah, why is that in there? Why on earth would her driver's license be in there?
I'm not understanding why that wasn't confiscated by the FBI or the ATF. Because when you have somebody, even if it's your family member, and they're not a resident of their house, and that you have their driver's license, they confiscate that.
I mean, if it was just them living there. I guess they forgot.
So the mom did know.
My driver's license at a crime scene.
Right. The mom did know, huh? If she was living there, if her driver's license, all of this stuff is a part of it. I'm not sure why all of this stuff is just laying out there free for all. I know they have different scanners now where they scan crime scenes, but I'm not sure why this stuff isn't confiscated. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I'm just shocked by all of this. I'm shocked by the way that the media did it. I'm shocked by just some of the stuff that they found there. Again, you know, that, and like you were saying with the driver's license there, and how do you not know? I mean, the neighbors knew. If you're a member of their family and you're in contact and you don't know, no, you're a liar. You're a lying liar who lies a lot. That's how we're going to do it. How do you not know? I mean, you know.
Your driver's license is there. What's next? Your passports?
Ooh.
I mean, seriously, we joke around about this, but this is all part of evidence that they really need to look out.
Right. I agree. Lawrence Jones, whatnowtv.com, and you can watch him here on The Blaze as well. Lawrence, always a pleasure. You have a good weekend, my friend. Too. Time for Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Legit walked out with a popsicle. So it is a rematch. Daily Mail says that Ronda Rousey rematch is the only fight that makes sense for Holly Holm, says UFC president Dana White. He says that the Rousey v. Holm rematch is going to happen. He also says that he should lose his promoter's license if it doesn't. Now, Rousey, I'm not quite sure when it would happen. She got knocked out at UFC 193. Unless she steps up her striking skills, she's going to get beat again. And I like Rousey. I also like Holly Holm, but I also know that Holly Holm is... I mean, she's a champion kickboxer and striker, so that'll be interesting to see. I'm going to watch. Rudy Giuliani says, if you cannot tell that this was an act of terror, you are a, quote, moron. He says that this was an act of terror without any question. The weapons they had, the booby-trapped home, the body armor, they look like they were preparing for some kind of war. It's an act of terror. And he says, so what is the motivation? Well, terrorists, the motivation is that they're not like you. Motivation is. Jim Hoffever, Gateway Pundit, head teacher at a school is linked to a radical Islamist, bans a book on pigs so they don't offend Muslims. It's a British school. It's The Guardian that reported it. The head teacher of a school linked to an alleged plot by Islamist hardliners to influence state schools ordered staff to remove a children's book containing pictures of pigs. It was thought to be offensive to Muslims because they don't like pigs, you see. Rizvana Dar is the head of the Adderley Primary School in East Birmingham, which was linked to the so-called Trojan Horse plot. She told staff to remove or cover up images of pigs on furniture in the school and remove books containing pictures of pigs, including the popular children's cartoon character Olivia the Pig. Well, that's just... Sorry, you're so offended. I had bacon this morning. I know you guys probably don't care, but I had a lot of it. It was awesome. This we told you that in the past year, gun sales have spiked, but terror attacks have prompted another spike in gun sales. This is this was before and during the San Bernardino attack. We were talking about how Black Friday, you had so many people, more than 185,000 Americans filling out FBI background checks to purchase firearms. Highest day for gun sales since 2012. It always increases even more, particularly after you have terror attacks, which is what this is. Like that, Deion Sanders, I like Deion Sanders. I like that little tweet that he had to his son. His son had said one time, oh, I can't eat donuts unless they're in a white box, saying that he wants cheap donuts or something. Deion Sanders says his son was trying to sound street. But he said, no, you have a trust fund and you live in a mansion. Shut up. It was kind of cute. But he says, get this, and I'm like team Deion Sanders right now. He says, no, people, not guns, are to blame for the San Bernardino shooting. He said this just yesterday, he said that, no, guns are not picking themselves up and pulling triggers on their own. Direct quote. That's what he told the Associated Press. We have right now a press conference underway about this shooting rampage. Can we carry some of this live? Because the Sheriff Berquan is speaking about this right now.
And law enforcement not sharing information and a potential threat at a movie theater or something of that nature. I saw at least one of the tweets. I don't know how much you guys are aware of it, but I want to address that right now. On Monday night, Tuesday morning before the incident, so November 30th, December 1st, right around midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, there was an incident at the Regal Cinema in downtown San Bernardino at 4th and E Street. And what that case was is that a gentleman that was described as appearing to be Middle Eastern came up and spoke to the security guard around the time the theater was closing. and he was asking the security guard some questions about the movies and times and things like that, but the security guard kind of thought that it was odd. That person ultimately left in a silver Volvo four-door vehicle, 2012, 2013. We do not have a plate. The security guard thought it was weird. Shortly thereafter, the security guard then noticed a red late 90s Dodge Durango driving around the area with another person that was possibly Middle Eastern in appearance that appeared to be taking some photographs in and around the theater. So the security guard took it upon himself, notified our police department. We've gone out that day or that night. We took a report, and we put that out in a bolo to every law enforcement area, every law enforcement agency in the county as just simply some suspicious circumstances that were noted. So that is all we have on that. And then it went into the regular investigative channels and protocols where the local JRIC was notified, and they're doing an investigative follow-up, looking at video, that sort of stuff, to try to determine if there's a real threat or to see if there's any plates associated with those vehicles. At this point, we have zero connection that there's zero evidence or information that connects that event with what happened here at the Inland Regional Center on Wednesday morning. So I want to make that clear. But as a result of what happened on Wednesday, the San Mateo Police Department has been basically in a tactical alert type situation, meaning that we have every officer in the department working. We are on 12-hour shifts, so it's a 12-on, 12-off for all of our officers. We'll maintain that until we think it's appropriate to stand down. We don't have any credible
information. Dan Elton of the Redlands Police Department says that after the crime scene was closed, no one other than the coroner and the family members have a right to be inside the home. The media members that you see there broke the law, and they trampled all over an active crime scene. That is official. I want to rejoin this to see if he actually says anything about that or if that's going to be addressed later. And again, this is a live press conference from the San Bernardino Police Chief. This is Jared Berkwin.
I want to make it clear that our agency, the Sheriff's Department, the FBI, and the other federal agencies that are involved in this investigation continue to walk shoulder to shoulder in this investigation to make sure that we are doing the best job that we can. But in terms of information regarding the investigation on this incident at the Inland Regional Center, the home in Redlands, the search warrants that have been done, the officer-involved shooting that occurred as a result of this, this is an FBI investigation. They will be the lead on information regarding that. Myself and Sheriff McMahon will still be the lead talking about local safety measures and security. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to the Assistant Director in charge of the FBI, Dave Bowditch.
Thank you, Chief. Morning, everyone. First off,
We're going to rejoin this, David Bowditch, who is in charge of the FBI's L.A. office, and we're going to bring you this press conference here. We do have to go to break very quickly, but when we do return, we're going to give you the latest from this presser going on about that terrorist attack in San Bernardino, in addition to some other breaking news. Quick note for our sponsor who's bringing you this free radio, Optima Tax. This is a company that you can trust. This is a company that they'll help you fight the IRS. The IRS has the power to freeze your paycheck, take your home and business, protect yourself, your family, and money. Fight back. Call Optima Tax Relief, 800-335-0875. Ask them about the debt forgiveness program that's saving people thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars. And one quick call is all it takes to get started on resolving your tax debt. Optima Tax Relief has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, offers a one-of-a-kind money-back guarantee. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Optima now for your free consultation. 800-335-0875. That's
800-335-0875. This is the Dana Show.
During the holidays, veterans should be on the forefront of our minds. It's a known fact that veteran suicide rates go up around the holidays. If you know a veteran or the family of a veteran that needs help, you can call my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation. The number is 888-414-4483. 888-414-4483. Most importantly, We all need to remember that without financial support, the Purple Heart Foundation would not be effective at helping veterans. With the hustle and bustle of the season, don't forget about the sacrifice of our servicemen and women. The Purple Heart Foundation helps all veterans, not just the wounded. Call my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation, 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact on helping veterans during the holiday season. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a federal student loan. Pay attention. No matter how much you owe or how far behind you are on payments or even in default on your student loan, call First American Student Debt Relief toll-free assistance line right now at 888-796-0571. You can cut your payments in half right away or even more. First American Student Debt Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. We can fix your student loan problems today. Get your student loan out of default and reduce your payments. Call First American Student Debt Relief today, 888-796-0571. We've helped countless people just like you fix their student loan problems. Don't go another day with your loans behind or in default. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 888-796-0571. 888-796-0571. Call 888-796-0571 today.
So, Chris, December 8th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine and I have to wear a jersey?
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 8th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
Well, I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool and I'd love to wear my favorite team jersey.
Yeah, great.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Has your flooring seen just one too many holiday seasons? Time to renew with Shasta Lake Floors. Lots of carpet, woods, tiles, and laminates in stock that can actually be installed by Christmas. Many special order items can be installed by the new year. The lowest prices and great financing, too, with rates as low as 0% OAC. Color, style, selection, low prices, great financing, quick professional installation. It all comes wrapped up in one package at Shasta Lake Floors. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 8 times voted best in the North State.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
I do want to go forward today and tell you that as of today, based on the information and the facts as we know them, we are now investigating these horrific acts as an act of terrorism.
We knew that's what it was. They are the FBI, the head of the LA FBI department right there saying that they some of the headlines they're sharing with media now are ones that we brought you yesterday. But they say they are now officially investigating this as an act of terror. No word yet from the White House on to as to whether or not they're going to walk back that workplace violence claim that they had. No word as to whether or not they're going to sit here and walk back their gun control claim as well. We have Steven Crowder coming up, and I'm going to go here shortly to caller Dave and ask him. He's a former police officer. He says he can't believe how this crime scene was mishandled because the detective for the Redlands says that it was illegal for the media to be there. Keep it here.
The Dana Show. Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Carl, it's holiday time, and I feel like a special holiday mocha. Take me to Espresso Joe's Inside Tobacco and Brew right now.
Yeah, and while we're there, let's walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the North State and find some great cigars for your dad, your brother, and me. Some of the highest-rated cigars by Cigar Aficionado.
That's right, and we can browse and buy special coffee beans, tea accessories, and let's look through the wonderful wine selection. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hop in the truck, hon. Let's go.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, kcnr1460.com. My website, consciouslivingyoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
I do want to go forward today and tell you that as of today, based on the information and the facts as we know them, we are now investigating these horrific acts as an act of terrorism. We have uncovered evidence that has led us to learn of extensive planning. Obviously, we've uncovered evidence of explosive, multiple armaments. You know that. You know the ammunition that was out there, the high-powered weapons, the explosive devices. We are continuing to go down the path to ensure that we find all of the evidence that pertains to this matter. We have also uncovered evidence that these subjects attempted to destroy their digital fingerprints. For example, we found two cell phones in a nearby trash can. Those cell phones were actually crushed. We have retained those cell phones, and we do continue to exploit the data from those cell phones. We do hope that the digital fingerprints that were left by these two individuals will take us towards their motivation. That evidence is incredibly important. I want to ensure that everyone understands that just because the FBI has now taken the leadership based on the trajectory of this case, we're not just taking this on our own. We are going to continue down the same path we have been, which is a lockstep operation with these partners. That is important. They are the protectors of this community. We have the mandate to investigate terrorism to its fullest extent. We are working hand in hand with our other federal, local, and state partners. We are also working hand in hand with our foreign counterparts to ensure that we find any connections that pertain to this matter. Next, I'd like to introduce to you that we have established a national task force line, I'm sorry, a national hotline that I would like to invite the public to call if they have any information that pertains to this. Now, I would ask the public to please be judicious and make sure that even though if it's small, send it to us. Please do not send us things that are obviously not pertinent to this matter, because we've got a lot of work to do in the future. But if you think in any form or fashion what you have to offer pertains to this matter, please call us and give us that information. It's important. That number is 1-800-CALL-FBI or 1-800-225-5324. Once you reach that number, you can choose option 4, and that will take you to where you need to be in that call tree. I want to ensure the public that your local, state, and federal law enforcement officials will continue to uncover every stone to ensure that we find all the facts that pertain to these two individuals. I don't have all the answers now. I am going to take some questions.
How are there other suspects, sir? Are there other suspects that you're looking
for? Sorry. We don't know all those answers yet.
Can you give us an example of some?
One of the other things that we were able to figure out is they haven't released the name of the person who purchased the rifles and apparently gave them to these guys, and whether that was a legal transfer, that's going to be information that comes out at another time. We have Stephen Crowder to get to here in just a second. I want to get, because the detective of the Redlands says that no one had the legal right to be there. CNN says the media that was stomping all over the crime scene. CNN had reported that the landlord was apparently just taken into custody, or at least taken, detained, and put into an unmarked car is what the quote is. I wanted to go. We have a former police officer on the line. Dave says he's just shocked at how this crime scene was mishandled. Dave, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me, Dana. Thank you for being a patriot. One of the things that I could not believe is they did not secure that crime scene. Every bit of information in there, like the photos, I saw MSNBC reporters with their hands all over the photos. Those photos could be handled not just by family, but their fellow terrorists or accomplices. Those fingerprints are hard to get. They can be on the papers. They can be on plates. They can be all over that. And I do not believe they had enough time or they did it properly. I was a former CID agent in the U.S. Army, and I would be court-martialed if I let that scene. And I don't think it was an accident. I think this was just orchestrated. They let them in there. There's just no way that should have happened.
Wow. And that's, you know, I mean, I completely understand that line of thinking, too, because it's mystifying. I've never seen anything like this happen. Dave, God bless you. I appreciate you calling in and appreciate your patience in waiting. Thank you so much.
Yes,
thanks for your service,
too.
Appreciate it. Right now, I want to bring in our friend Stephen Crowder, LadderWithCrowder.com. He's on our affiliate up in Warren, up in Michigan, and he's been listening. He listened to some of that press conference, as you heard. Now they are officially, just moments ago, said that they are investigating this as an act of terror. Stephen, a point. The president had said that we're safe from ISIS right as a story came out saying that they ignored threats from ISIS to help their reelection bid. It didn't fit their narrative, and here, this is an ISIS attack.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's crazy, well, a couple of points here, Dana. First, thank you for having me on. Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah to your listeners. A couple of things. It seems this woman actually praised ISIS and radicalized the man. So I always found it funny when people jumped on my throat when, you know, leftists tried to refute the pure data that most of these Syrian refugees were men, which is bizarre. I said, oh, most of them are women and children. Even if that were the case, and it's not, it doesn't matter. This is proof that it doesn't matter. Women can be just as radicalized as men, sometimes more so. We see that coming out of these countries. Best case scenario, you have a woman, you want them on a jury of your peers who won't testify to rape unless there are four male witnesses who won't convict somebody. That's best case scenario with women coming from Sharia law. Worst case scenario, they're just as bad as the men who praised ISIS. After that, of course, listen, this was here's something that I wrote about, Dana, and I really mean this. So I want people, there's not a hint of hyperbole here. We are now seeing the time where political correctness actually takes lives. When a neighbor saw this, a neighbor knew it was going down, a neighbor was suspicious, they didn't report it for fear of racially profiling. They were more afraid of being called a racist than seeing people in military uniforms loading up the van, yelling out Allahu Akbar, and reporting it. This is where we are. Political correctness forces you to turn a blind eye to the truth in the name of an agenda, in the name of a narrative. And that can be in the form of President Obama saying there's no ties to terrorism because he doesn't want to believe it, or it can be the media wanting to turn this right away to an angry white guy so they can push for gun control. It's all a symptom of political correctness, and we are at the point where it is forcing people to be so diametrically opposed to the truth that it is taking actual lives.
It's unbelievable. And I have to get your reaction, too, to the way that the media, the fact that this crime scene, this is the most insane thing I think I've ever seen. The detective of the Redlands said, media that, no, this was actually, no one was allowed to be here legally. So we don't know why all the media people are here. What, I mean, they acted like it was Black Friday at this apartment. So there was a dude who walked out with an orange popsicle, Stephen, literally.
Well, firstly, why would they walk out with an orange popsicle? Everyone knows the superior flavor is grape. That's first tip off. I just heard in this report, did the FBI guy there say that the area was cleared? Because I have a report online that the county sheriff spokesperson said it wasn't.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. The FBI had said, oh, no, don't look at us. The detective over at Redlands, where the apartment is located, had said, who is, I would assume, is with the county there, he told media, and I had retweeted this as well, he's told media that the crime scene, the only people who were, that the media were not legally allowed to be there, and that the only
right.
people legally allowed to be there, he said, were the landlord and then some family members. And then CNN
right.
just reported about 5 minutes ago that police detained the landlord and put him in an unmarked car.
Well, you know, that's what, so I wrote about that. So it seems like everything that I wrote about is filtered. Yeah, people need to understand. Any cop movie should know where they go, oh, damn, the feds are here. There's the FBI and there's the county police. And the county police did not clear it from a crime scene. Regardless of that, the landlord said that the media forced entry, and he didn't give them permission otherwise either. So I don't know what happened with the landlord. This is news to me. I don't want to comment on something I don't know anything about, but it seems like they've gone full night crawler. Listen, here's what you know happens, okay? One person goes in, probably, by the way, it seems that Fox may be in there as well, so I don't want to make this just a left-right thing. It seems like everyone rushed in there.
No, I would
every
agree. There's a lot
person,
of people in there.
Yeah, every single
the
person.
MSNBC was one of the first, though, and they were the ones showing all the private documents,
yeah.
holding it up to the camera, though. I will say that.
Well, that's not necessarily any more unethical. It's just really stupid. So they're all wrong, and MSNBC is stupidly wrong. Here's what happens. One person goes in. I've worked in traditional media enough. That's why I've left. One person goes in, and they run, and everyone, you know, MSNBC goes in, and CNBC and CNN, they go, wait, what are they doing there? Did they get clearance? I don't know. Go, 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 go. Go, shoot first, ask questions later. Don't let them get scooped. So that's what happens. It's like a mob mentality of media. I've seen it happen before. So they all just run in because one person did, and they think they must somehow have permission, and they don't want to have someone else get a scoop. That's the problem with media nowadays. When you're beholden to always getting a scoop, when you're beholden to try and create news as opposed to report news, I get it. I understand. Listen, I'm an entertainer. I'm not a reporter. I'm fully open about that. I'm pretty sure that's what created the feeding frenzy here. And you know what? I will say this. It is terrible, but it is the most entertaining news story since Balloon Boy. I remember watching that one just absolutely glued to the screen. And here I can't believe that this is happening. It's horrible. It's terrible. It's unethical. And any evidence that has been touched is likely inadmissible in court. But my God, is it hilarious, and does it reinforce the reason that I don't trust media at all?
Yeah, I don't trust them either. And you know, one of the big things about this is that they're such rat bastards, and they propagandize so much. You can't trust them. And so whenever something serious happens, you can't trust their reports. I mean, I don't think I've ever disliked them more than the moment that I saw it's on Vine as well. And then I saw the screen cap. There's a CNN guy with his little CNN jacket, and he's reporting live from the apartment. And then there's the dude behind him showing off that popsicle, holding it up like, look what I got. I've never hated them more.
Yeah, word on the street is that one of them actually dropped a deuce. They're inside the, you know, I guess when you got to go, you got to go. I don't know. There are so many reports.
You are kidding me.
I totally made that up to start rumors.
Okay.
But
the thing is that it seems believable.
It seems believable because they're rat bastards.
Like if they started wearing the clothes that the terrorists had, like started putting their clothes on, and you know, I mean, I'm expecting somebody to walk out. Like I'm expecting, you know, MSNBC Al Sharpton to show up and back up an MSNBC truck, and they start loading appliances. I don't even know at this point.
I'm expecting someone to go in and draw a poop swastika. Who knows at this point what could happen? You don't know how far it could go. Dana, here is something, though, that is very telling, right? You can have someone who has a degree in computer science. You can have someone who has a degree in web design. And those are rarely the best people to do it. I mean, I've hired people. I know you have with your web. You hire people who are absolute whiz kids because this changes so quickly. For example, if you have a degree in advertising that you got 2 years ago, it's entirely irrelevant today because of how social media has changed their advertising house. Well, people don't like to admit it, but it's the same thing with the journalism degree. It doesn't mean anything anymore.
I know, because that's what I did.
Qualified
no one cares.
Journalists, and they're, sorry, what was that?
No, that's what I did. Nobody cares. No one's asked me for it. They don't care.
Well, you don't get by on your journalism degree. You get by on actually doing your job correctly. You know, you may have someone who has a degree from a better school than you do or vice versa. That doesn't matter. The truth is, you can have all of MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, going there and doing this. They don't realize there's a problem with it, and it takes a kid with an iPhone to expose this on social media.
I have two things I need to ask.
Official entertainment doesn't mean anything anymore.
I have two things I need to ask you. If you were a reporter and you were in a terrorist apartment, would you eat a popsicle from their fridge? It's a terrorist popsicle. Would you trust that?
A terrorist popsicle. I didn't know that terrorists really, honestly, it seems bizarre to me that they would even have popsicles. I'm not surprised if it was.
Aren't they too busy hating the Jews to enjoy a frozen treat?
Enjoy a frozen treat. I bet you CNN planted that popsicle to poison MSNBC and he's walking right into their plant. No terrorists eat popsicles.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Okay, and then I wanted to share this with you. So ABC 7 New York said that the terrorist couple's landlord told the media, well, they didn't say they were terrorists when they moved in. Crafty. I mean, you know, they're so smart, Stephen.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's the problem. It's kind of tough, right? Because everyone's afraid. As a matter of fact, they're going to be overly accommodating to someone who's brown with a name like Farouk, because they're like, oh my gosh, I know. If I know I'm going to get a call from CARES lawyers if I don't let this guy in. Here's the thing. I don't want to speculate. I really do have a problem with a neighbor who said that they saw this stuff, were suspicious, and were afraid of being accused of racial profiling. It's really simple. If you see a brown guy with a name that sounds Middle Eastern and he looks like he's doing some terrorist stuff, report that crap. If you see a guy who looks like maybe he's beating his wife, report that crap. Political correctness can have no place in the justice system. It's either blind or it's not. But you're talking about, you know, people now who want segregated racial spaces in the name of equality. I can't believe this is America. It's unreal to me. It's hilarious, but it's unreal.
I feel like I'm watching real-life South Park right now. I feel like we're in a South Park episode with all this. Like Cartman's going to come out of nowhere.
Can he get killed by a popsicle? I didn't see that. Maybe if you can tweet me when you get off, I want to see this image of a reporter eating a popsicle.
Oh, I'm so doing that right now. I'm going to do it right now. I love live radio. Hold on. I'm legit doing this right now. I'm tweeting
maybe
him.
Maybe that guy,
Sprouter.
Maybe that guy is just an ultimate pimp because he knew it was going down. He's like,
here it
you
is.
Know what?
I just tweeted you. Look at this image.
I'm going to enjoy my last hurrah with a popsicle.
Okay, tweeted it to you. I need to get your reaction before I let you go. Look at it.
Okay. Well,
You've seen it? I love live radio. It's so amazing.
Oh, my gosh. This is so funny. The guy looks at his handing it to someone else. Like, hey, look what you want, some popsicle. And then the guy in front of him looks like Ice-T. He's like, I'm mad. I didn't get no popsicle.
Like, you're seriously going to eat a terrorist popsicle. Oh, my gosh. I can't even handle this. Stephen Crowder, louderwithcrowder.com. Who knows what's going to happen next. Always a pleasure. Have a sane weekend, my friend.
Thank you. You too. What's up?
Take care. It's like Ahmed Mohammed. It's Ahmed Mohammed, the popsicle in a pencil box. Do you like to take a break from hitting the Jews and enjoy a delicious frozen treat? Have you tried Ahmed Mohammed's popsicles in a pencil box? It is the next best thing since pencils in a pencil box that Ahmed also invented. It's amazing. That's where we're at right now. I don't even know. Guys, what do you do? I feel like Ricky Bobby when there's so much going on, you don't know what to do with your hands right now because there's just like, I think you can go ahead and put him down. You just put him down right now. This is where we are. It's a real-life South Park episode happening. We're going to open up more phone lines here in just a couple minutes. 866-455-9797. The sponsor for this insane portion of our radio show, the Popsicle Quarter Hour. My gosh, it's just ridiculous. Simply Safe. See, if you get Simply Safe Home Security on your house and you're not a terrorist, nobody will be busting up in your house eating your popsicles. Look, thousands of people who are seeking home security, they get ripped off every day by pushy people who just got a quota to make, right? And they somehow sucker people into writing massive, huge checks with no way out. And then you get the security system that isn't really meeting all of your needs. You need to check out Simply Safe Home Security. These are the good guys. Oh, and guess what? Their technology that they use for their security system reflects that they live in the modern era. It's amazing. They have no contracts, and you get 24/7 protection. So you have security professionals watching over your home. Something goes down, they're there. They alert the cops. $14.99 a month with no contracts or commitments. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. SimplySafeDana.com. Use my name. Get a 10% discount. SimplySafeDana.com.
This is The Dana Show.
During the holidays, veterans should be on the forefront of our minds. It's a known fact that veteran suicide rates go up around the holidays. If you know a veteran or the family of a veteran that needs help, you can call my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation. The number is 888-414-4483. 888-414-4483. Most importantly, we all need to remember that without financial support, the Purple Heart Foundation would not be effective at helping veterans. With the hustle and bustle of the season, don't forget about the sacrifice of our servicemen and women. The Purple Heart Foundation helps all veterans, not just the wounded. Call my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation, 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact on helping veterans during the holiday season. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. Pushy, high-pressure salesmen, they try to scare you and lock you into a long-term contract. And then you get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it could cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. These are the good guys. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home every second of the day. And in an emergency, they're instantly there to make sure you're okay and alert the police. And it's just $14.99 per month. It's award-winning protection for less than half of what most companies charge, with no contracts or commitments. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. Visit SimpliSafeDana.com. Go now to get my exclusive 10% discount. SimpliSafeDana.com. Want something nice for Christmas? Don't wait for Santa. Go to Blinds.com instead. There's no better way to impress your guests than with new window coverings. And Blinds.com can help you get them set up and installed by Christmas. But you can't keep procrastinating. You have to go to Blinds.com, and you have to go today. Don't think that it's too late or that you don't have the time, because you do, especially when Blinds.com makes it so easy. Their design consultants are here in the U.S. and available by phone, chat, email, and they're with you every step of the way, from picking the right style to measuring and installation. Don't listen to these people say that someone else needs to come and measure and install for you. It's not true. Blinds.com makes it easy, and they have all of the looks that you love in the newest styles and colors at prices that will make you smile. Believe me, Santa likes nice windows more than he likes cookies. Go to Blinds.com right now and set yourself up for Christmas Day. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com.
Of the 1 million people living with Parkinson's disease in the United States, more than half may experience hallucinations or delusions over the course of their disease, also referred to as Parkinson's disease psychosis, or PDP. Yet only 10 to 20% of people proactively report these symptoms to their doctors. Dr. Stuart Isaacson of the Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorder Center of Boca Raton explains.
Parkinson's is predominantly associated with motor symptoms, such as slowness and tremor. PDP hasn't been widely recognized and is characterized by hallucinations, such as seeing something that is not real, and by delusions, which are false, irrational beliefs. Because many people with PD do not discuss these symptoms, it is so important to understand that PDP is a common occurrence and part of PD, and not something to be embarrassed about. I strongly encourage patients and caregivers to discuss possible symptoms of PDP with their doctor.
For more information about caring for someone with advanced Parkinson's disease, visit the National Parkinson Foundation's Care Map at caremap.parkinson.org. This report is brought to you by Acadia Pharmaceuticals Incorporated.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccines should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
I'll be damned. Breaking news has run the show off the rails. So Toby Hardinen is, I know him. He's on Twitter saying, no, it's me. It's me. That's me in that picture. He says, it's a screwdriver, not a popsicle. I was helping the landlord who was right beside me take off the board. So popsicle, screwdriver, what difference does it make, right? What difference does it make? I'm going to stick with popsicle because I'm just going to just do it because why Liz asks, why did they take the board off? That's a great question. This is just the most bizarre thing I think I've ever seen. So what we were covering, the fact that the detective for the Redlands said that the only people who had the legal right to be there in that crime scene were the coroner and some family members. I can't talk today. We have another hour coming up. We are going to get your phone calls. We're going to bring you more updates about this story and so much more. I told you we were only going to get to a third of the content today. Don't go anywhere because we're going to try to fit 5 hours into 1 hour. Stay here.
The Dana Show.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. FBI Los Angeles Assistant Director David Bowditch says it's investigating the deadly mass shooting in California.
We are now investigating these horrific acts as an act of terrorism.
South Carolina Congressman Jeff Duncan believes that gun laws won't prevent incidents like the mass shootings in San Bernardino.
Instead of looking at the instruments used, we've got to look at the people behind the triggers. We've got to look at immigration policy. We've got to look at how do we secure this country under existing law.
In an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Duncan also criticized the Obama administration for refusing to call the shootings an act of terrorism. The brother of one of the shooters in the attack that killed 14 people in Southern California is a Navy veteran who earned medals for fighting global terrorism. Military records show that Syed Rahil Farouk, the brother of gunman Syed Rizwan Farouk, was in the Navy from 2003 to 2007 and served for three years aboard the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise. The only known American killed in the Paris terrorist attacks last month is being remembered in her home state of California. Mourners filled a chapel today to pay their respects to 23-year-old Noemi Gonzalez, a design student at California State University, Long Beach. The Long Beach Press-Telegram reports those who knew her say she was vibrant and caring. Texas is backing down from its legal effort to block the immediate arrival of Syrian refugees in the state. It sued the federal government on Wednesday over fears that the refugees could pose a security risk. Chipotle says that the E. coli outbreak linked to its restaurants has sent sales plummeting by as much as 22% in recent weeks. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the outbreak has expanded to 9 states across the country with a total of 52 reported illnesses. CDC has not yet determined the ingredient that made people sick. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
He hates them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
New York City's new warning labels for salt-laden chain restaurant food is headed for a court fight.
The National Restaurant Association has filed a lawsuit in Manhattan, arguing the warning will confuse and mislead consumers and oversteps the city's authority. The rule requires chain restaurants to put a salt shaker icon on menu items which exceed the recommended daily limit of 2,300 milligrams of sodium. That's about a teaspoon. The city law department says it's confident the city's health board has the proper authority.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. There were more jobs available in November, and among those gaining ground in the job market were recent veterans and Americans without high school diplomas. The jobless rate for men and women who served in Iraq and Afghanistan fell to 4.2%, down from 4.6% in October. For workers without high school diplomas, unemployment declined to 6.9% from 7.4%, but jobless rates ticked up for seniors and people in their early 20s. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. U.S. regulators have approved the first generic version of one of the first very effective and expensive cancer drugs.
The drug is called Gleevec, and it costs about $10,000 a month. Now, the Food and Drug Administration has granted a subsidiary of an Indian drug maker, Sun Pharmaceutical, to sell a generic version of the drug. The drug is used to treat chronic myeloid leukemia. Sun Pharmaceutical says it will begin selling the once-a-day pill in the U.S. on February 1st.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. For the second day in a row, poor weather at Cape Canaveral, Florida, has stalled a critical space station delivery for NASA on Friday. The orbital ATK mission is to send 7,400 pounds of supplies to the International Space Station. NASA normally likes to have a six-month stash of food aboard the space station, but it's down a couple of months because of the three failed flights. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
So, Chris, December 8th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine and I have to wear a jersey?
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 8th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
Well, I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool and I'd love to wear my favorite team jersey.
Yeah, great.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouth.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Carl, it's holiday time, and I feel like a special holiday mocha. Take me to Espresso Joe's Inside Tobacco and Brew right now.
Yeah, and while we're there, let's walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the North State and find some great cigars for your dad, your brother, and me. Some of the highest-rated cigars by Cigar Aficionado.
That's right. And we can browse and buy special coffee beans, tea accessories, and let's look through the wonderful wine selection. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hop in the truck, hon. Let's go.
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is The Dana Show.
The president continues to wring his hands and say, we'll see. And let's remember something, everybody. If a center for the developmentally disabled in San Bernardino, California, can be a target for a terrorist attack, then every place in America is a target for a terrorist attack.
Well, and that is, if you are just joining us, our third hour of radio, that is, of course, exactly what it is. Now, the FBI says they are investigating it as a terrorist attack. And then media flooded the apartment The detective with the Redlands said that the only people legally allowed to be there were the coroner and some family members. A lot of interesting, just this has been an absolutely insane day. Law enforcement was just dumbfounded at what they saw. And they're investigating it as a terrorist attack. This comes after we learned that the administration downplayed the ISIS threat so as to help their narrative. That came from intelligence sources. And we know that the wife was radicalized. She pledged allegiance to ISIS. ISIS is apparently their official media claimed that they are claiming credit for it, saying that it was an ISIS attack. There you go. We have that. We also know that they had deleted their digital footprint. We know that one of the co-workers had called the wife a terrorist, said she's just a terrorist. I mean, just this is this story. They were so hesitant to state what we all knew. And it is insane to me that it's a, and no offense, but it's a guy in a suit with the FBI telling America that this looks like it was a terrorist attack and not the president of the United States, who's addressing Americans saying that, well, this looks like it's a terrorist attack. It's just so insane to me. And the wife, her visa, she should not even have been allowed in. The vetting process failed. The same vetting process that this administration has said that they want to use to vet Syrian refugees, that it failed. She was radicalized. We know that now that the Saeed Farouk had terrorist associations. And now this is insane. She had pledged to ISIS, all of this. I mean, there are so many, we knew that this is stuff that we knew. We were just waiting to see how long it was going to take for them to acknowledge it. So much to get to. While all of this is happening, while you have the same vetting system, again, it failed, the vetting system, her fiance visa. While this is going on, you have, let me pull the story up, Loretta Lynch. This is what the DOJ is doing. Instead of pushing to indict any suspects of terror that are on any watch list, you know what they're actually doing? The DOJ, instead of doing that, the DOJ is now vowing to prosecute those who use anti-Muslim speech that edges towards violence. They're going to go after people for speech. This is what they're doing now. Loretta Lynch said that her greatest fear is anti-Muslim rhetoric. Quote, "The fear you have just mentioned is in fact my greatest fear as a prosecutor, as someone who has sworn to the protection of all American people, which is that the rhetoric will be accompanied by acts of violence. My message to not just the Muslim community, but the entire American community, is we cannot give in to fear that these backlashes are really based on." She says, when we talk about the First Amendment, we make it clear that actions predicated on violent talk are not American, and they will be prosecuted. So instead of going after and indicting terrorists, she's doing that. I can't even. Let's go to the phones. It is Open Line Friday, 866-455-9797. This has been an insane day. Thank you all for hanging on to the roller coaster. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to the program. Appreciate your patience.
Thanks, Dana. How are you doing?
Nuts. This day's crazy.
I just wanted to bring up a couple things. I've been a police officer for over 30 years. Worked in the St. Louis area. St. Louis kind of sets up things a little bit different, where a case like this, they may bring in a major case squad where you'll have hundreds of investigators at your disposal to work a bigger case like this. Sometimes the major metropolitan police departments have enough to get the job done. But in this case, I think that these guys are kind of way behind the curve. I've run investigations, and you're using computers, phones, doing interviews, running surveillance, record checks on people, looking at forensics on weapons, you know, whole lot of logistical stuff needs to be done. One of the things that is kind of hurting law enforcement right now is the repeal of the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, right now, I'm sure the investigators out there are kind of frustrated. If you compare what we, you know, what happened here to what happened in France, you probably turned on the TV, and the next day you saw multiple feeds of different people's houses get kicked in. You know, that probably came from leads concerning the tactics that I told you about before, mainly mm-hmm. the computers and the phones. Right now, you know, you got the telecommunication company that'll get a fax from you after you get a hold of a judge. You know, right now, you know, it's like, well, who's the duty judge
right,
today?
Right, right.
You know, and it just takes way too long to get the job done. Where the NSA before, those guys are investigators. They know the kind of meat that you're looking for when you're running down a number or codes. They know what these things mean. The people at the telecom companies, they're not investigators. You know, they don't know what, you know, maybe putting a code in means on a telephone number. You know, all they can go by is what your subpoena asks for. And,
right,
you know, I think that I'd mm-hmm. like people to take this to the polls when they think about who they're going to vote for.
Because yeah, well, I hope they do. I hope they do.
Republican candidates
sure.
that have said
yeah.
they think it's a good idea.
Oh, no, and I've written about that before. I have to get moving so I can get some other people in since we had such a crazy day with headlines. But, Mike, I appreciate your perspective on that. But, yeah, I've written about that list earlier before, for sure. Jason is on the line. Jason, welcome to the program. Happy Friday to you.
Hi, Dana. Happy Friday to you, too. I just wanted to say that, you know, when I first turned on your radio station and heard all that was going on, it reminded me completely of what happened in Benghazi, that the FBI flew in there. They were there for 12 hours, and they only spent 3 hours there at the compound collecting evidence. And they left, and the news crews came in. I don't remember what channel it was for, but they mm-hmm. came in, and they actually pulled out documents, and they called the FBI and said, hey, you guys left this here. And the FBI got mad at them. And then you talked about, what's her name, Lynch,
yes,
saying that she'll be more mad at people that are harming Muslims or just talking about things than actually doing something about this. I mean, this goes on so many times. They've done this so much over Obama's administration that, you know, at what point are people going to actually stop and think, you know what, these guys are helping the enemies. And mm-hmm. if the friend of our enemy is helping them, are they not the enemy also? And I wish that these
question.
Politicians are like, all the presidential candidates, the Congress, the Senate, I wish they would actually take that seriously and actually look at that instead of looking at how can I get reelected.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. I think, Jason, I appreciate your call in. I think you make some good points there. And one of the things, because there are some people saying, well, don't forget, because I meant talk about Loretta Lynch. Some are saying Republicans confirmed her. They could have denied her. Don't forget, Republicans were not running the Senate then. I mean, it's not like, what the hell, do you think that she was just nominated and confirmed a couple of weeks ago? That's when Democrats were running Senate. So let's be clear on what the timeline was on here. That's when they didn't have hardly anything. What are they going to do? They had no power in the Senate at all whatsoever. It didn't matter what they did. They had no power. Now it's different. So, you know, you talk about nominating somebody in a Republican-controlled Senate, and see where it goes. Let's go ahead and let's kick it into Quick Five. We have so much.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So as we told you, Loretta Lynch was saying that while you have all of these, instead of investigating terror suspects on watch lists, she says we need to prosecute those who use anti-Muslim speech that edges towards violence. That's what they're going to do instead. Can't even handle it. This also, I wrote about this up at DanaRadio.com. Yesterday, true gun sense prevailed. Gun control measures failed in the Senate. The Senate voted yesterday. They voted down two gun control proposals put forward by Democrats all around San Bernardino. They rejected a measure from Democrat Joe Manchin out of West Virginia. They wanted to expand what they call background checks for guns purchased online and at gun shows. We already have that law, and you can't purchase something online and have it delivered to your house. I'm going to get into this in depth here in a little bit. And also Dianne Feinstein's measure, which wanted to immediately deny someone Fifth Amendment due process and punish people suspected who are on a watch list from their Second Amendment. So true gun sense prevailed, and we're going to unpack that here coming up. I have this audio. CNN asked a shooting victim's widow. Let me know if we have this, Liz. I can't believe they asked this question. They were saying, was your Christian husband asking to be killed by sharing his faith? This is insane. Listen to this. We have to hand crank it.
We're actually crushed.
Thursday, CNN correspondent Gary Tuckman. Here it is.
To him. And probably evangelized with them. I'm sure they would have had discussions about religion, because my husband wouldn't discuss religion with anybody that would listen. And the fact that they were coming from two different backgrounds. But as far as I know, there had been no arguments or bad feelings or anything like that prior to what happened yesterday.
You've been open about this, and so has your husband, about what he has said about Muslims in the past.
Yes.
What has he said?
He's very upset about what ISIS has been doing and the radicalized Muslims, Al-Qaeda, the whole situation. He's upset about the fact that the majority of the Muslims, you know, it's like they won't come out and do something about it. It's like...
So do you think he talked to Farouk about that?
He might have.
She has no direct evidence that...
Yeah, I mean, this... just absolutely bizarre. In my home state of Missouri, a state legislator, her name's Stacey Newman, I think she's angling to be the Wendy Davis of Missouri, once blocked me when I asked her a serious question. She is sponsoring this bill that would subject gun buyers to the same restrictions currently faced by women seeking abortions. So does that mean we're going to allow school children to purchase guns without notifying their parents? Because that's, you know, what we do with abortions. So is that we're going to allow school-aged children to do that? I mean, you know, serious question. Serious question. Also, new job numbers, 94 million Americans not in the labor force. CNS News has the story. It's still a super high record, 94,446,000 people not in the labor force. The labor force participation rate, you have only 62% of the civilian non-institutional population who are holding a job or actively seeking one. Wow. And imagine if we were accurately even looking at unemployment numbers for those who are not even seeking unemployment, that can't even be counted in. It's not as though they just disappeared. It's just this is just a bizarre time right now. I'm still also I want to see if all of the people who are out there blaming law-abiding gun owners, if they're going to apologize for blaming millions of Americans like me and like many of you listening for a terrorist attack. I'll wait and see. Right. Our sponsor for this portion of our program, Solutions from Science. You always want to have energy when you need it. And you always want to make sure that you are self-sustaining. Temperatures are dropping all over the country. We're heading into winter. Did you think about what you would do if we lost power and you couldn't heat your house? I mean, depending on ice storms or maybe a grid disaster, you need to be able to provide your own power for yourself and your family. This is precisely the reason why I went out and I have got a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. This thing, it's awesome. It sits right onto my patio. I have family over to my house right now. They didn't even know it was out there. They were outside and they're, oh, here it is. It's because it's non-obtrusive. It sits right onto my patio, collects sunlight all day, energy from the sun all day long. And when I need it, it runs quietly. I don't have to top it off with fuel. There are no fumes. And I just get that endless source of energy. Now is the time to prepare. You don't prepare when something, after something happens. You prepare before something happens. Prepare. So do what I did. Get a solar generator from Solutions from Science. Go to DanaSolarBackup.com to learn more. That's DanaSolarBackup.com. Use coupon code Dana to get a half price offer.
Stay. What they said to me.
is the Dana Show.
I want to talk with you a little bit about our power grid. Now, it's no secret that the president has, he declared war on the coal industry. And the result now is the cost of electricity is skyrocketing. And that cost, you know, it's passed to you, right? It's the record rates that we already have. Now, ultimately, I believe that these socialist policies are going to create real, actual shortages of electricity, like Obamacare, only with a power grid. And it gets worse. Experts say our power grid continues to remain unprotected and vulnerable. This is why I want all of you out there to be able to produce your own supply of electricity. Now, I believe it's time to prepare right now for coming problems with the power grid. So do what I did. Get a solar generator from Solutions from Science. They run quietly, they emit no fumes, and they produce an endless supply of electricity from the sun.
Go to DanaSolarBackup.com to learn more. That's DanaSolarBackup.com. Use coupon code Dana to get a special half-price offer. DanaSolarBackup.com.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to DanaShootsBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, DanaShootsBeats.com.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, PCP 31143.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
The same government that downplayed terror threats at home, which now, how many incidents of homegrown terror have occurred on this president's watch? These are they downplayed these threats for a narrative. This is the same government that was unable to vet this woman from Pakistan, the terrorist, Tashfeen Malik. This, I'm telling you, and they're saying, no, you don't need to protect yourself. They were actively trying to do everything they could to restrict your right to self-defense. They blamed it on gun owners. They blamed a terror attack from ISIS sympathizers, from terrorists, on millions of law-abiding American gun owners. They're threatening executive action because they say from the NRA. These same people who refuse to prosecute terror suspects and bring charges, they want to deny your Fifth Amendment due process rights, your first and your second. We're going to jump into this when we come back, and more of your calls on the way.
The Dana Show.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
Santa Claus has landed at View 202. On Sunday, December 13th, join Santa and his elf for brunch on the veranda. Enjoy bottomless mimosas, beautiful music by Linda Bott, and her jazz ensemble, the sensational sounds of Shasta High School's musical choir. Bring a toy to donate to Toys for Tots and have your picture taken with Santa. Don't miss out on this magical Christmas experience. December 13th from 11 to 1:30 at View 202.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
coming, not the car washing suds.
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouth.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
Yeah, tell me how great the government is after losing 6,000 students here on student visas and letting a terrorist into California to murder some people. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, this is one of the things. We're going to open up the phone lines here again shortly. I wanted to bring this up to you because just so you know, and I had tweeted this out earlier, The administration, this administration is wanting to restrict your First Amendment right. Remember, Loretta Lynch at the Department of Justice, instead of bringing charges against suspected terrorists on the terror watch list, they're going to go after people who use anti-Muslim rhetoric that might inflame. They're going to prosecute for it. They're going after your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, and your Fifth Amendment. Now, this is what happened yesterday. And the president may move. I don't know if he's going to try executive action or not. But this is what Democrats in the Senate tried to yesterday. They were voted down by Republicans. They wanted to push two gun control proposals that were directly written because of San Bernardino. Joe Manchin, Democrat out in West Virginia, he wanted to expand background checks for guns purchased online and at gun shows. Senator Dianne Feinstein wanted to prevent individuals on the terror watch list from purchasing firearms. Now, let me tell you why they failed. And let me tell you what they meant. Let's start with Manchin's. He wanted to expand background checks for guns purchased online. Well, people are like, wait, and this is what that suggests. His bill suggested that you can't buy a gun, or that you can buy a gun online and it ships right to your house. And please note that arranging to meet to purchase a gun online, that's not buying online. Buying online is you enter your credit card information, you purchase the firearm, and he believes that it's sent right to your house. Now, I've purchased firearms online. That is not how it works. Recently, I acquired a rifle that was manufactured in my home state of Missouri. It was sent to my FFL. That's what's required. Had to go there, fill out paperwork. The transaction wasn't completed until my background check cleared. Then I was able to take legal possession. That's how that works. So it's already illegal. You can't buy a gun online without a background check. That is a lie. When you purchase a firearm online, they are not shipped to your house like an Amazon delivery. And guns are not allowed to be sold on Craigslist. That is also a lie. In fact, all you got to do is go to their main page and hit info, and it gives you the disclaimer. And don't give me the arms list crap either, because arms list, no, you can't buy a gun off and pay off arms list and then have it sent to your house. They have a disclaimer right when you go to their website as well. Don't listen to people who clearly have never done this. And it's real easy to find out if they had or not. So that law already exists. He was proposing a law identical to one that already exists. Secondly, let's go to Dianne Feinstein's measure. We've talked about this a little earlier, but I want to bring it up again. In light of Loretta Lynch using the DOJ power to go after people over speech instead of going after because they said it's so pressing that they need to actually work to expand and deny due process, going after people over First Amendment. Now, Dianne Feinstein wants to prevent individuals on the terror watch list from purchasing firearms. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, my gosh, people who are suspected terrorists, Dana, they shouldn't be able to. Oh, my goodness. Well, guess what? Here's the problem with that. And again, this is all up at DanaRadio.com. Here's the problem with that. It is a ridiculously faulty list. You should go and see the number of people who have been erroneously put on a no-fly terror watch list, right? This is something that I've known people who have been on this list. You have Americans who have no ties to terrorism. And Jim Garrity was writing about Weekly Standard Stephen Hayes, who was put on this list. No ties to terrorism. They end up on this government-run list of people who are under suspicion. Teddy Kennedy was on it. Nelson Mandela was on it. John Lewis was on it. Leland Vittert, a reporter, was on it. Stephen Hayes was on it. And once you are on the list, there is no independent or judicial review. You are guilty until proven innocent. It is almost impossible to get off the list. Don't believe me? Google Stephen Hayes' terror watch list and see everything he had to go through to get off that list. It is insane. It is, there's no, you are, it's based upon suspicion alone. Huffington Post actually has a good piece. I can't believe I'm saying that. 7 ways that you could end up on a terror watch list. If you post anything on Facebook or Twitter that is suspicious, remember the MIAC report in Missouri classified anyone who flew or used imagery of, and that PDF is up. All you got to do is Google Dana Lash MIAC report and you'll see it. Anybody who flew the Gadsden flag or used imagery of, that's a sign of domestic terrorism. That was an official government report in the state of Missouri. Terror watch list. If someone else just simply thinks that you're a potential terror threat, the FBI guidelines consider the use of a walk-in or write-in information for the watch list. As long as it's just you're suspected by someone. If you are in a category of people determined to be a threat, your threat status could be upgraded at the snap of a finger. There are innocent American citizens that are on this list. There's a story of a 4-year-old boy. NBC News has the story of a 4-year-old boy who was on a terror watch list. Houston. Edward Allen's reaction to being on the government's no-fly list should have been the tip-off that he is no terrorist. The 4-year-old said, quote, I don't want to be on the list. I want to fly and see my grandma. The boy and his mom had trouble boarding planes last month because someone with the same name as little Edward Allen was on the government terrorist watch list. His parents thought it was a joke. They tried boarding Continental Airlines a couple of years ago, December 21st, at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport. They pleaded with the ticket agent. They said, please let us know. He's a no-fly. He was on the terror watch list, a 4-year-old. I have a ton of stories like this. We could sit here and we could finish out this hour, and then I could take you through to Monday to Tuesday. Do you want me to do that? 6 hours where we go over erroneously placed people on this list? All ages? There was one student at Stanford who was accidentally placed on the list because an FBI agent accidentally checked the wrong box on the form. Wired.com. This was from 2014. Title, No Fly Cover Up. There are tons of stories like this. And there is court scrutiny currently over the very secretive nature of this terror watch list because there's no independent review. There's none. So this is what Dianne Feinstein's talking about when she says you should be stripped of a right being on this list. If Democrats want to stop suspected terrorists placed on a watch list from buying guns, they must bring charges. They must formally indict them. We do not, in the United States of America, suspend Fifth Amendment rights of due process for American citizens who are on this list based on often faulty suspicion. You don't deny American citizens the opportunity of a fair trial, deny them the right of facing their accuser and defending themselves. A simple federal charge, you bring charges against someone that will temporarily render them a prohibited possessor, at which time evidence will either exonerate or convict them. Stripping someone of a natural right based on suspicion alone, that is a penalty without a conviction. And there's no disclosure as to how you get on the list. As I said, it's impossible to even get removed. Democrats, they want inclusion on the list to count as a conviction because it excuses their lazy asses from bringing formal charges based on evidence. If you have evidence, you bring forth charges. I wrote on my site that, you know, it's idiotic to me. This is this expectation that somehow we, the American people, should bear the burden of the state's inability or outright refusal to prosecute suspected terrorists. That is not constitutional. And honestly, it's difficult to believe that Democrats are really serious about barring terrorists from firearms anyway, seeming that they've armed them. Fast and furious, they seemingly refuse to prosecute. And like Loretta Lynch, they're more interested in going after people who criticize Muslims than this. They're trying to sell you the emergency of barring terrorist access to firearms while ignoring, refusing to acknowledge the very law that would allow them to do so while simultaneously avoiding infringement on Second Amendment rights. They cannot combat terrorism unless they are given consent to list anyone. That's what they're saying. And considering how zealously they placed returning veterans, remember Janet Napolitano, 2010, returning veterans from Afghanistan, Tea Partiers, libertarians on terror watch lists just a few years ago, you have every right to be concerned. This was a Trojan horse. This is what they don't tell you when they go after the NRA and when they go after everybody else. When they sit here and say, we need this, or we, like, but when they talk about the expanded background checks, you know that in California, you can't even do a private transfer. Everything's got to go through an FFL. They have exactly what they want in California. Did it work? No. This is insane. It is absolutely insane. So when you hear them talk about that, they are purposefully misleading you. It's almost damn near criminal what they are telling you. They want you, they're trying to sell you an emergency so you give up a right. Fifth Amendment, First Amendment, Second Amendment. And this no-fly, I know people who are on this list. There have been, as I told, I gave you one example of a 40-year-old. Again, I literally could sit here, you guys. We could sit here, I could finish out this hour, I could do 3 hours on Monday, 3 hours on Tuesday, and we could go over and maybe get to some of them, not all of them, all of the names, all ages of innocent American citizens that have been erroneously placed on lists, either because of errors, because their names were too long. These are some of the reasons given. I'm not making this up. Go look it up for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Go look it up. Their names were too long. Or their names were too similar sounding to someone else that they were watching. And on that suspicion alone, the bill that this measure that Feinstein and others, they tried to pass yesterday and Republicans voted down, you would have been stripped of your right. You wouldn't have been able to. It's impossible. People have fought for so long to get their to clear themselves and get off their list and get off this list. It is an arbitrary list, and it's going to be working its way through the courts. It already is facing judicial scrutiny. It's insane. Let's go to the phones real quick before we go to break. I mean, this is just insane. All this whole day. Ken, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience today. It's insane. Oh, this day's nuts.
Oh, no problem. So I got an idea. since the MSNBC decided to just go into that house and then touch everything, they think that the FBI should take any fingerprint that's in there and put those on a no-fly list. Then the media will see, oh, wait, I'm on a no-fly list. I should still be able to get a gun. So it would do a couple of reasons or a couple of good things. Teach the media, A, don't go into a crime scene, and B, shut the heck up about being on the no-fly list and not being able to get a gun.
Yeah, well, you'd think, oh, my heavens, you'd think, oh, my goodness. I appreciate your call in, and, yeah, I mean, I would be, I don't, and here's the other thing. This just flew by, too. FBI Director James Comey said, you know, we have no indication that these killers are part of an organized larger group. My friend Dave said, yeah, you know, maybe it's in the sacks of documents inside the suspect's press-contaminated IED factory, genius. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. Oh, my gosh. I mean, there are no words. There are no words. We have Dave on the line. Dave, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling in.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Now, you made sense of a lot of things today. The old media, whatever we call them, the lame, vain, shame stream, the corrupt media, is, you know, they share a narrative. I don't know if we call it a sharative or what we call it, but they ought to, it should all be filed under the taquilla. You know what taquilla is, right?
Yes, yes.
It should all be filed under the taquilla times, because that's how they're reporting. They're not telling us what's relevant. In fact, they distract us from the truth, and they're patently corrupt. And what you just said about, and this is tangential, but the denial, any denial of due process by those sworn to uphold due process is a criminal act. It's exactly a criminal
act. Yeah. No,
we need to start treating it this way, because these folks in our government are committing crime in front of us.
Yeah, and that's what we've been seeing. I appreciate the call in, Dave. I mean, that post, by the way, is up at danaradio.com if you want to go. And there's a lot of citations there, so feel free to go and do whatever you need to do with it. That's why it's there. Our sponsor for this portion of our program, Superbeats. You need it, really? I mean, you need it in days like today, quite honestly. Look, this is a very busy, it's a busy day, and it's also a busy season. I know that, you guys know I'm real picky about what I eat. You guys know I eat as healthy as I can. I don't consume processed sugar. I try to eat as paleo and clean as I can. But at the same time, I need a lot of energy. There's nothing that I'm going to tell you about on this program or recommend to you that A, I either don't already take, B, don't already use, or C, wouldn't take or use. We're real picky here for a reason. And I take Superbeats every single day. No one on God's green earth hates beets more than I do. I hate them. I will die of starvation before I eat a beet. And I'm not saying that like facetiously or in an exaggerating fashion. Legit, you can ask my family. But I take a shot of Super Beets every day. And the only reason I'm able to do it is because they dry their beets out with this special process. And they do that to protect the full concentration of the nitrates and antioxidants, all of the stuff in the beet that makes it a superfood. And Super Beets right now, they have a great offer. And this is a great, you know, it's a good stocking stuffer. It is. It's a good stocking stuffer. You can feel the energy it gives you within 20 minutes, and you're maintaining healthy blood pressure because of the nitrates in Super Beets, and you're also increasing your circulation, and it tastes great. Call 1-800-664-5617. Visit danashootsbeets.com. You'll get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free with your first order. Money-back guarantee. Get a free book, free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love results, or you get your money back. It's guaranteed. 1-800-664-5617, danashootsbeets.com.
This is The Dana Show.
You're facing a tough decision, so what do? You sleep on it. Well, what if that decision is to get rid of your old lumpy mattress that's ruining your sleep? You get a Casper and literally sleep on it, and that's what I did. It's one award-winning mattress engineered for supportive comfort and guaranteed to give you a great night's sleep. Casper totally upturned the mattress industry, and now they're doing the same to bedding with their newly launched sheets and pillows. Their new dual-layer pillow contains nearly a billion microfibers that adapt to your movements to keep you supported and cool through the night. You can try your Casper mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Sheets and pillow, too. If you don't get the best night's sleep you've ever had, they'll pick up the mattress and refund you everything. So put Casper to the test by actually sleeping on it for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DREAM for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, code DREAM, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply. Police Lives Matter may become a popular bumper sticker as six police officers stand trial in Baltimore, which is averaging nearly one murder per day this year. Will we witness the Ferguson effect, where criminals are made into victims? Let's hope not. A new book, We Have Seen the Future, and It Looks Like Baltimore, contrasts the American dream of self-sufficiency with the utopian progressive dream of bigger government, which always leads to more gun control and less freedom. Changing our future means knowing the truth about our past. Restoring the American dream won't be easy, but it's our only option to stop the chaos, riots, and lawlessness. Call now for a free copy of We Have Seen the Future and It Looks Like Baltimore at 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Tell them Dana said to call for your free book. Call now at 800-289-2646. A must read, because the truth is all lives matter. 800-289-2646.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution, SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at a store near you, or you can go online at snorestop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at a store near you or online at snorestop.com. That's snorestop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bear Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the nine-day lifestyle event and energy that is Bear Jackson. Coming soon to Westworld of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BearJackson.com. That's BearJackson.com. We'll see you there.
At 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
So according to the Department of Justice and their acceptable standards of speech, saying that, you know, if you're walking out in the middle of the street screaming, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, that's acceptable. That's all right. But if you are criticizing Islam, that could be prosecutable. That could be actionable. That's what Loretta Lynch has said. That's the DOJ. So that is, and you can, I have it in my Twitter timeline if you would like to read that story in her direct quote. Kind of interesting, don't you think? Just so you know, the administration has downplayed this terrorist attack while trying to take your Second, Fifth, and now First Amendment rights. Unbelievable. We're going to be, of course, following this. And Monday, I'm sure we're going to even know more. I'm sure we're even going to know more come Monday. I mean, this whole entire situation is ridiculous. And this, I'm telling you what, the media malpractice is criminal, and this administration's malpractice is criminal. Look at what they're doing. This was not the narrative that they wanted. That's why they immediately, before the facts were known, they went out. This president and his administration blamed innocent Americans for a terrorist attack done by a foreigner that they didn't vet. I can't put it in any more black and white terms than that. Unbelievable. Innocent Americans blamed, rights restricted, because this administration downplayed terror threats. Have a great weekend. Back with you Monday.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. It was indeed an act of terrorism. That's what FBI officials are saying about the mass murder that took place at the Inland Regional Center at San Bernardino, California, on Wednesday that killed 14 people and injured 21. FBI Los Angeles Assistant Director David Bowditch says the investigation will continue to expand.
We are continuing to go down the path of what was the motivation for this attack, because that will tell us a lot. As important, if not more important, is are there others, and are they based in the U.S.? Are they outside the U.S.? We don't know the answer.
Even as she and her husband carried out the deadly shooting rampage in Southern California on Wednesday, Tashfeen Malik was posting a Facebook message that pledged allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State group. That's according to a Facebook executive who says Malik posted the material under an alias account at 11 a.m. That was about the time the first 911 calls came in. Could President Obama do more to help eradicate ISIS? Republican Congressman Ed Royce of California tells the Salem Radio Network that we are now seeing the results of the president's lack of action with ISIS.
So now we see a compounding of the problem with the president going so far as to say, you know, or with his Secretary of State now saying, for this to happen, we're going to have the support of Iran and Russia.
Royce is the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Germany is boosting its contribution to the fight against the Islamic State group. Lawmakers overwhelmingly voted Friday in favor of sending reconnaissance jets, a tanker plane, and a ship to provide non-combat support to the coalition led by the U.S. that is flying airstrikes against the group. The head of Oklahoma's prison system is resigning. Robert Patton will step down at the end of the month. His resignation comes as a grand jury investigates a series of botched executions in the state. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My family was devastated when my father lost over $1 million in the crash of 2008. Hi, my name is Ethan Kapp, and this crash devastated my family. 40 years of work and retirement dreams were dashed in less than 1 year. And to make matters worse, Dad had already retired. I was determined to find a better way, and luckily after 5 long years of research I did. I don't want your family to suffer through the next crash like we did. So today I'm giving you a free copy of my best-selling book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street. I reveal the strategies I discover where the wealthy grow their money safer than the stock market, get good rates of return, and get taxed. Free cash flow in retirement. If you're concerned about losing your hard-earned wealth in the next stock market crash, then call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now at 1-800-920-8484 to talk with a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book. You'll discover how you can grow your money safer than the markets and create tax-free retirement cash to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 57 callers get free shipping and handling. Call 1-800-920-8484. 1-800-920-8484. Again, 1-800-920-8484.
Chipotle says it is tightening its food safety standards after its restaurants were linked to dozens of cases of E. coli.
The Mexican food chain says it hired IEH Laboratories to help improve its system after reports in late October that linked E. coli cases to its restaurants in Oregon and Washington. The Denver-based chain says the new procedures will include testing of all produce before they're shipped to restaurants and testing to ensure quality throughout shelf life. It also said it will enhance employee training for food safety and handling. Bob Agnew reporting.
The White House says the administration is thinking of proposing changes to the selective service law that would make women eligible for the draft. Spokesman Josh Earnest says officials at the Pentagon are deliberating on the change. The comments came a day after the Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced he was ordering the military to open all military jobs to women, including the most dangerous commando post. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Snows a no-show in Buffalo.
A 116-year-old snowfall record has been shattered in Buffalo, but this time it's for a lack of snow. The National Weather Service says, as of Friday, the record for the latest date without measurable snowfall has been broken. The last time the city waited so long for at least a tenth of an inch of snow was in 1899, when it arrived on December 3rd.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says there's no snow in the forecast for the Buffalo area until at least mid-month. Stocks have posted their biggest gains since September after the government reported another solid month of job gains. The encouraging news on the economy paves the way for the Federal Reserve to begin raising interest rates later this month. Energy stocks didn't join the rally and fell instead. The price of oil took another tumble after OPEC said it would not curb production. The Dow finished 369 points higher. The S&P jumped 42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Redding Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Other email from Bill Nordoff in Ludington, Michigan. Good morning, JB. I will miss listening to you for the next month while I am hitting my busy season at work. I start listening to my own music to keep me going at a faster pace.
A faster pace than you talking?
That's right.
I find that hard to believe.
Come on, Bill. Hey, what are you telling me?
Pick it up, Brandmeier.
Caught unhinged.
Hello?
Baby toy.
Is this the toy store?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hi. Do you have Peep and Pete's step stool?
No.
You have Little Doggy Elix-a-Lot?
No.
Do you have Hot Wheels Rush Hour Road Rage set?
Road Rage?
Yeah. I got a whole bunch of just different toys here, and I got to get these things. I'm sorry if I sound flustered.
Right. Yeah, I don't have the Road Rage one.
Uncle Gary's Nylons?
Nothing I've heard of.
Gas.
A lot of these things aren't anything I've ever heard of.
What?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Mm-mm.
Smack, the Sea Pickle construction set?
No.
By Curious George?
I have Curious George.
Do you have By Curious George?
Let me see. I've got a tumbling Curious George, and I've got a Curious George on a bike, which might be the one.
Hmm.
Nope, it's a musical ride-along is what it's called.
High voltage scratch and sniff?
No.
Edible diapers?
No.
Do you have the casting couch, Ken?
No.
Bird flu baby?
No.
Do you have beer farm?
No.
Do you have Uncle Willie's pocketless pants?
No.
Quacky the Exploding Duck?
No.
Little Kitty Cat Condo and Easy Bake Oven?
No. Easy Bake Oven was recalled.
It was recalled. That's what I thought. Was the explosive Uncle Stumpy's Explosive Adventure also recalled?
I'm not sure. That's nothing we carry.
Boy. Do you have Steamroll the Dog?
No.
Baby's First Blowgun?
No.
Pimp My Ride, the home kit?
We
can,
no.
Kids can make up their own the Hot Wheels?
No.
That does sound crazy, doesn't it? Little Tyke's Lap Dance Sofa?
No.
Do you have Aqua Doodle, the Brain Dead Poodle?
No.
Hot Wheels DUI Crisscross and Crash?
No.
Rehab Ricky?
No.
Hypothermic Hal, your frozen pal, or Canker Sore Cal?
No.
Little Tyke's Taser Gun?
No.
What about the Firestone Flattened Squirrel?
No.
Wheel of Meat Home Version?
No.
Name That Rash?
No.
Cell Phone Ear Glue?
No.
Why are you laughing at that? What's wrong with that?
These are a lot of interesting things.
Yeah, they seem, but everyone I say, you say no to. Which seems odd. You're a toy store, right?
Yes.
All right. These sound like toys. iPod Brainstem Cables?
No.
Yodel in My Canyon?
No.
Uncle Nutsy's Hairy Beanbag Chair?
No.
What's funny about that?
Oh.
You don't have that one?
No.
Pointy the Stab Happy Unicorn?
No.
Kent Voss Gravy Toss?
No.
A Shaved Nest is Best Game?
No.
All right. What's funny about that? Look What Came Out of Grandpa?
No.
Home Alone Gun Cleaning?
No.
Golden Shower Slip and Slide?
No.
Wow. What about the Remco Pocket Beehive?
No.
Rooftop Parachute?
You're killing me. No.
None of these?
No.
Yuletide Dog Saddles?
No.
Toots the Trouser Train?
No.
My first slaughterhouse?
No.
Let's change Grandpa's collar?
No.
My first Jello shots?
Oh, my God, you're killing me. No.
Kitty cat sausage maker?
No.
My pretty stepfather?
No.
Tootin' Tommy, squeeze his belly, he gets smelly.
No.
Colostomy Dave's gravy boat?
No.
My first bun in the oven?
No.
Sleepy the Narcoleptic
Buster? You're getting a little out of hand here.
Let's make a firecracker. Do you have Let's Make a Firecracker?
I don't.
Osama's Mountain Playset?
No, but I got to let the rest of my crew hear this. I'm going to put you on speakerphone.
Larry the Lactating Cow?
No.
Do you have Max the Flatulating Dog?
No.
Do you have Little Tyke's Flamethrower Kit?
No.
Yard Dart's Goalie Outfit?
No.
Zero Gravity Footsie PJs?
No.
Ken and Barbie's Stabbing Cabin?
No.
Gerber Baby's Tipperillo Time?
No.
Goldfish Blender?
No.
Do you have Milton Bradley's What Does This Taste Like?
No.
Rusty the Magic Rake?
No.
My Pal Hefner?
No.
Running Fun with Scissors?
No.
Tighten My Nuts Pit Stop Pal?
No.
How about Little Miss Headlice?
No.
Mr. Minty's Baby Schnapps?
Oh my God, can somebody else take this?
Dollhouse on Fire? Milk Me Elmo? Myrtle the Chain Smoking Turtle?
I don't know.
Do you have Lick Yourself Louie Exercise Video? Do you have the Play School Nursing Home?
No.
How about Grandpa's Pocket Pool for Kids? Do you have Put This In Your Ear and Shove by Parker Brothers?
My gosh, no.
Do you have Milton Bradley's Here's Mine, Show Me Yours?
No.
Do you have Cheese Trampolines?
No.
Play-Doh's Poo Poo Factory?
Wow, where are you getting these names?
Do you have the Wolverine Farm? How about Fisher-Price's Snake Charming Kit?
No.
Do you have Let's Take Apart the Furnace, Mommy's Gone? Do you have that?
No.
Magic Brownie Kit, Easy Bake?
No.
Baby's First Nail Gun?
No.
Fun with the Sun Telescope?
No.
Lickin' Lumber?
No.
Do you got Wax the Weasel Wally? You got G.I. Joe's Crab Comb?
Hey. We have some G.I. Joe fans here. Come on.
You got Wipe It Off, Elmo?
No.
Pin the Tail on Daddy? You got Little Tyke's Bone Saw?
No.
Coleco Inflatable Pants. Do you have that?
You have inflatable pants?
Do you have Rasta Ralphie's One Hitter Kit?
No.
Do you got Pothead Pony?
No.
You don't? How about ingestible magnets?
We did, yeah.
Do you have Squirt the Donor Boy?
No.
Choke Me Charlie?
No.
Baby Ben's Burn and Learn Tiki Torch?
No.
How about Little Johnny's Javelin Jamboree?
Oh, no.
How about Inquisitive Ollie's Outlet Fork?
No.
It's a fork they play with in the outlets, the kids do.
Huh.
Do you have Fish Your Mama Out of the Sewer?
No.
Do you have Super Duper Dirty Diaper Slingshot?
No, slingshot broke.
Well, I've asked for everything on my list right now.
I'm sorry.
How about Flesh and Frank's Inflatable Crank?
Ooh, I wish. That sounds fun.
Do you have Mrs. Potato Head C-section game?
No.
You got Hasbro the Nutless Gnome?
Nope. No Nutless Gnomes here.
Teabag Elmo?
Nope.
Shoot to Kill Riot Squad?
Nope.
Rub Rub Grandpa's Corn?
Nope. I think Grandpa's Corn's all set.
Is this your snot?
Nope, it's yours.
You got Uncle Clyde's Catfish Cleaning Kit?
I don't think so.
What about Roadkill Randy's Beef Jerky Machine?
Fresh out.
Do you have Street Corner Barbie?
Actually, we still have some. They're now called Bratz Dolls.
You got Toilet Bowl Fishing Pole?
Nope.
You got Hill of Hooters?
Nope, but some of the ladies that work here have Hills of Hooters.
You got Play School Soldering Iron? You got Dress Up Your Clam?
Nope.
You got the High School Musical DVD Liquored Up and Lusty?
Yes.
Are you smarter than a fifth of gin?
Sure.
My first poop keep skate.
You got yourself on that one.
I got myself. All right. God bless you.
All right.
Yes.
Our holiday shopping has begun. It's December 2015.
As coroner, I say you quit. Put an end to this dumb bit.
No, no, no.
For it is not just merely dead. It's really most sincerely dead.
No, 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 it isn't there. Coroner from the Wizard of Oz and the Wiz. Hey, direct line to a good time, 844-4JB-SHOW. If you want to put a toy that you're looking for on your list, on our list, we always love to add to it. It's growing by leaps and bounds year after year. The Crazy Toy List. BrandmeyerShow@gmail.com. Live at 844-4JB-SHOW. And get all things Brandmeyer at BrandmeyerShow.com. Just push play. Stream the show live. Download the podcast. Catch up with interviews and more. Subscribe to the email. And get it delivered daily to your inbox for free. Boom! Want to write those toys down? Just check the podcast out later, only on BrandmeyerShow.com. Let's go!
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-865-3959, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-865-3959 24 hours and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-865-3959. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. That's 800-865-3959. Call 800-865-3959 now.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray works fast at every angle, makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream, perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNext meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNext meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNext gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. ContourNext, accuracy you can trust.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Does your water leave brown rust stains? Does it smell bad? Do you even know what pollutants you're drinking and bathing in? End these problems with HydroCare water purification systems from Wave Home Solutions. Enjoy cleaner, healthier, great-tasting water from every faucet. Call 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. Whether you have city water or well water, HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, chlorine, and much more without tanks or backwashing. You'll love the way your water looks, smells, and tastes. Water systems as low as $495 for city water and $849 for well water. Try now, pay later. Satisfaction guaranteed. Wave Home Solutions for advanced air and water technologies. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Paging Paul Sorvino. Hey, Paul, we've been listening to this.
We
got Paul Sorvino. Listen to this song.
Yeah.
Oh, my
that's
God.
20 years ago.
Listen.
But I can still sing. But be willing to march into hell with the heavenly call.
See?
And I know if I'll only be true.
So
no matter how hopeless, no matter how far.
Unbelievable. He dreamed the impossible dream. Yeah? Did you wake up like I did and go, what? Last night's game between the Packers and the Lions, one of the crazier endings of the year. The Pack down by 20, come back, trailing 23-21 on the final drive. They run out of time. Had to go to a lateral play with a few seconds left. It went nowhere. Game over? Nope. Devin Taylor got called for a face mask on Aaron Rodgers. The penalty gave the Pack one more play. One more play for Aaron.
To Rodgers, to Rodgers. How about that? Rodgers gets it the other way. He's thrown down.
We got a flag. The game's not over. Grabbed it by the face mask. That was Devin Taylor.
Personal foul. Face mask. Number 98 defense. 15-yard penalty.
Uh-oh.
This is like what happened in the Baltimore-Jacksonville game this year.
The game will be extended for one play.
Oh, boy.
Rodgers. In trouble. It's going to get there. He turned 32 yesterday. Does he have a vintage moment in him?
In the end zone, it is dropped for the win. Richard Rodgers with a walk-off touchdown. A game ender for the Packers.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. Hopeless.
How many people turned it off?
I was watching this the first half, in and out, back and forth, and I thought, man, honestly, I was going, wow, I think I'm witnessing Aaron Rodgers and the Packers just implode. I mean, they were so hot, they were so on fire, and I thought, wow, this is horrible. They're just horrible. Yeah.
Channel, I root for the Lions whenever possible, so I was ecstatic. This is fantastic.
But wait a minute. Oh, you're watching and saying at the point it was fantastic, but when when the Hail Mary pass went up from Aaron Rodgers to Rodgers, I'm sure you weren't.
By then.
You're in.
I knew I was in for an Aaron Rodgers miracle.
Right.
I mean, the writing was on the turf.
With her, all
I needed was one play.
I didn't see it.
Give him the ball for one play.
I didn't see it. Couldn't have predicted it in a million years.
But you could feel it. You could feel it coming.
No, not when I turned it off. I couldn't. There's no way. In the half, I thought you did turn it off. I turned it off. I didn't see it. That's why I said, did you wake up like I did today and go, are you kidding me? They were getting pummeled. pummeled. What a game that was. And they had lost to the Lions. They had lost, what was it, four straight or something like that? I mean, it was a big deal. I thought, oh, this is the I'm watching the team implode. I can't believe it.
Yeah, the first half, they looked like they didn't belong in the NFL.
Exactly. I couldn't believe it. It's like, you've got to be kidding. So this is it. Now the Lions fans, Detroit fans, you have to be, I don't know what you are. You must be sitting there going, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, they're so used to losing.
Are they? Oh, my God. 844-4JB-SHOW, and a man named Ralph is speaking. Yes, Ralph.
Good morning. Aaron Rodgers is going to be this week's NFL Doug Flutie Kiss My Patootie Award winner because at that last-second win, you can't spell heartbreak like that. It's just it's bone-crushing for a Packers fan, which means I revel because I'm a Bears fan.
This
is
incredible.
No, Packers fans should be very happy, but I feel sorry for Matt Stafford and the Lions because they find new ways to lose.
It's amazing, isn't it? They do find new ways to lose each and every week. This one just takes the cake. I mean, that's a 61-yard pass.
He's a very good quarterback.
Yeah, he is a very good quarterback. That's one of the phenomenal things about that Detroit team. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's been there forever, and they still can't win.
Does it make sense? Hold on. I think it was.
And thanks for the Doug Flutie reminder.
Yeah, hey, by the way.
I was a Miami
fan. Flutie, Patootie, Boston College, you know, everybody's favorite last-minute win, you know. It happens that way. It's the NFL, boys. If you don't stay awake until the last second, you can lose.
Yeah, well, I can't stay awake. But I'll tell you this. That was quite a finish. There's no doubt about it. The Motor City Miracle, they're calling it, whatever they're calling it at Ford Field last night. Geez. Hey, you know, you're speaking about Doug Flutie. What do you call it? The Kiss My Patootie Doug Flutie Award?
My Patootie, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It's a very good Kiss My Patootie, the Doug Flutie Award. Very good. You know, he lost both of his parents, I think it was last week, week before, within 1 hour of each other.
Yes.
Within hour of each other.
And the father died first, right?
Yeah, whatever it was, he believed his mother. They say you wouldn't die of a broken heart. He booked it.
No. It just proves the old axiom that why do husbands die first? Because they want to.
Well, there's Ralph taking a somber moment and making some sort of humor out of it. All right, Ralph, I'll let you go on that one. 8444. Why do
time plus tragedy, and it hasn't been enough time.
Too soon. All right, but yeah, I'm going to remember that. Why do husbands die first? Because they want to.
And really, it's not even a joke. It's sort of true.
Yeah, let me just go first, and you do whatever you want.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers wins the Kiss My Patootie Doug Flutie Award.
I'm out of breath. It's the most amazing game of my life to be a part of that, to never give up. I get face masks on the last play. I knew we were about at the 40. Guys gave me enough time. I just tried to get it in the end zone there, and I can't believe Richie caught it. I felt good it was going to be in the end zone. When he caught it, I blacked out. I don't know what happened, but I know it was the greatest feeling I've had on the field in a long time.
I didn't even sound like Aaron Rodgers.
No, I did.
He's so jacked up because, honestly, I don't know how they recover from that one. If they lose to that one, I don't know how they recover. I don't know how the Lions even keep going. What were you saying? You were saying something. You stopped. What was it?
Well, Aaron Rodgers, I'm amazed that he got that face mask call. The guy barely touched his face mask. Barely. I mean, if he did it all.
Here goes Sports Radio.
Well, that is the Lions got ripped off. I'll tell you that right now.
It was just a mirror. I mean, everything just went right for Aaron Rodgers. Everything. Ah.
Yeah, it's... I guess, but you know what? When it goes right, you got to be good enough to make to make it go right for you. It doesn't just go right. If you got to capitalize on it, you got to be good enough to do it.
You got to be ready to go, right?
And then the
Aaron Rodgers certainly is.
Oh, he's good to go. Oh my God! They made the big announcement. They weren't supposed to make it until halftime, but they couldn't resist making the big announcement of who's going to be at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, the moment has come. The National Football League, Pepsi, and CBS are proud to announce the first artist of the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime.
Oh, yeah, what I'm talking about was in the middle of the game, at least in the first quarter, they were saying, okay, I bet everybody knows already who's going to be performing at the halftime show. And then they were said, I can't give you who it is now. We have to wait till halftime. And they go, but it is cold outside, and that was a good play.
Play.
Yeah. Okay.
Show. A seven-time Grammy Award winner with six number one albums and over 80 million records sold worldwide. It's Coldplay.
Yeah. That sounds
great. Is he married to Kate Blanchett?
That's no. What is wrong with you, man? You got to get Entertainment Weekly magazine delivered to your door.
Who is it?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow. That's even funnier.
That's right. Kate Blanchett. Oh, yeah. Coldplay, halftime show, Super Bowl.
You know how I know you're gay?
No.
You like Coldplay.
It's Coldplay.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda and Carl Bott. Join us Friday, December 11th at View 202 as we kick off Jingle Through the Weekend on the Veranda and the V Room with a fabulous cocktail party featuring fun martinis, lots of appetizers, beer, wine, and my jazz quartet from 7 to 10 p.m. And our veranda features fire pits and heaters to keep the area cozy.
And Linda, this is also a great opportunity for our community to support the United States Marine Corps Toy for Tots program by bringing a new unwrapped toy and giving it to one of our local Marines. These toys stay in our community and ensure more children have a nice Christmas.
Tickets for this holiday event are $50, with $10 from each ticket sold going to Toys for Tots. Buy your tickets at View202 and join us for a great evening as we celebrate the beginning of the Christmas season of joy and giving.
Who doesn't love Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol? Christmas isn't the same without its fascinating tale of spirits, adventure, greed, and of course, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Join us this holiday season for the Reading Civic Repertory's magical debut of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
Fabiano Altamura's new adaptation will have it all, from gorgeous sets to spooky spirits and music that will have you dancing the humbug.
Will Ebenezer Scrooge get what he deserves, or will the miser choose a different path? Come and find out on December 19th and 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get tickets at the Reading Civic Auditorium's box office. Call 229-0022 or at readingcivic.com.
Brought to you by Meeks Lumber, Zimmer Construction, Hudson Entertainment, and Hilltop Medical Clinic. Don't miss this Christmas spectacular, Christmas Carol, A Love Story, December 19th and 20th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval to credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance. Subject to prior sale ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RiddingKia.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Joe on Westwood One.
Hey, you're looking for something to do with your family because they're going to be staring at you for the next 2-3 weeks. Hanukkah begins Sunday, I believe, so let the festivities start. How about Wits and Wagers? A game? It's a board game that will not make you bored. That's right. Wits and Wagers. Fun for the whole family. You can bet with your grandpa and your grandma and your kids, your boys and girls. It's a game where you're not supposed to know the answers. Now I'm in. Wits and Wagers. Everyone just takes their best guess, and that's what makes the game fun. The perfect game to play with family and friends. No one feels left out. Can grandma play? Easy to learn. You can learn in about 1 minute. If you're shopping for a really fun gift for anyone, Wits and Wagers. Buzz's mother-in-law wants one, and I'm going to give Buzz all the answers in advance so he can fleece her for her Social Security check like he does. Wits and Wagers, on sale at Target, Toys R Us this week. Remember the name Wits and Wagers. Wits and Wagers, finally, a party game that everyone will play. And I think the gift that you bought for your in-laws this year, other than Wits and Wagers that you're going to be bringing them, is pretty nice. It's two dog dishes with their names on it.
It's funny. They've got a great sense of humor.
Yeah, I don't understand it, though. Are they eating gruel at this age, or what are they doing?
Whatever they put in it, Johnny.
They don't even
just get in the dish.
What's gruel, anyway?
It's like oatmeal.
Gruel! Bring me some gruel! Wits and Wagers, Wits and Wagers, Wits and Wagers. Target stores and Toys R Us this week.
La 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 la, ka-ching.
Walter Cronkite's head was full of news.
News!
Buzz Kilman's head is full of concrete.
Ooh!
Buzz Kilman.
Hi, Vinny.
What is that?
I still don't get it. I don't know. Vinny, I don't know. He's just, he's Vinny.
Well, Syed Farouk, the gunman who returned to the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino with his wife and killed 14 people, appears to have been radicalized. Authorities say Farouk had been communicating with people in the Los Angeles area who expressed jihadi-oriented views and had been in contact with people overseas who are persons of interest to U.S. authorities. They've also, police have detailed, the cache of weapons and ammunition the San Bernardino killers had at their disposal. Syed Farouk and his wife, Tashin Malik, had more than 6,000 rounds of ammo. The couple fired about 75 rounds during the assault at the Inland Regional Center, another 75 rounds in the confrontation with police. The couple had 15 pipe bombs, three of which were malfunctioned at the scene. They had more than 1,600 bullets with them in the SUV when they were gunned down. At home, Farouk and Malik had 4,500 rounds for assault rifles and 2,000 rounds for handguns. They also, we're almost finished here. They also had two .223 caliber assault rifles, one of which had been modified to accept high-capacity magazines, and, of course, they all also had two 9mm handguns.
Okay, you all just heard the list Buzz has just written read to you about what Farouk had in his possession. And that list, that detailed, clean-cut, clear list could not be more damning about this guy. And I just saw his attorney on CNN say, this is a normal amount of ammunition. Now, I got to see if I could just get this
next
deep.
Week with his daughter,
I couldn't
Samantha.
Believe what he just said.
Another
I couldn't
is
believe what he just said. Can you play it?
Well, yeah.
Just play it.
I don't think that this is a lot of munitions, first of all. I think it was just an average amount. But I think that everyone knows that he just did this for target practice, and there was no plan here. There's been no evidence of any plan.
Well, hit it again. Hit it again. I want to hear it again, because this is the Farouk's attorney.
I don't think that this is a lot of munitions, first of all. I think it was just an average amount. But I think that everyone knows that he just did this for target practice, and there was no plan here. There's been no evidence of any plan.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Well, he really hasn't gotten to know his client yet.
This is just, you know, you to go on television with a straight face and get the list of every single thing you just read. Give me the list again. What this psycho had in San Bernardino in his home. Just give me the list
more
again.
More than 6,000 rounds of ammo.
Right.
They opened fire shot about 75 rounds during the assault. Another 75 during the shootout with the police. They had 15 pipe bombs. They had more than 1,600 bullets with them in the SUV. At home, they had 4,500 rounds for assault rifles and 2,000 rounds for handguns. They also had two .223 caliber rifles, one of which had been modified to accept high-capacity magazines, and, of course, they had two 9mm handguns.
Okay, now let me hear the attorney again, please. Hit him again, the attorney.
I don't think that this is a lot of munitions, first of all. I think it was just an average amount. But I think that everyone knows that he just did this for target practice, and there was no plan here.
Yeah, well, he hit 14 people and he killed them. So the practice must have paid off. Attorney? Oh, my God. You got to be... How does an attorney do that knowing full well he's full of crap?
Well, he can't know what we know now. I have to believe that he didn't realize what he was saying.
No. He just said it moments ago on CNN. The attorney's name, he just said it. He was on CNN. He was looking right in the camera, and he was saying it. Yeah, he didn't say it last night. He didn't say it yesterday or didn't say it during the manhunt. He said it just now. I just saw it. Jeez. Are you kidding me? How is it? Attorneys, listen, now you know why attorneys get a bad... I know.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Johnny, everybody's got a right to a fair trial. I get you. Great. Good.
Tell it to Sweeney, my grandma used to say. Tell it to Sweeney!
Meanwhile, President Barack Obama, in an interview that aired yesterday, says that he's confident the U.S. is safe from a Paris-style attack from ISIS and that American law enforcement is well-equipped to protect the nation during the holidays. He says, ISIS will not pose an existential threat to us. They are dangerous, like Al-Qaeda, but we have hardened our defenses. That was he did that interview before he was aware of the San Bernardino shootout.
Oh, well, I hope so. Yeah. Where's that song that guy sent us? How are we going to stop the listener, brandmeiershow@gmail.com? He has lyrics that do not match the music. Dan,
keep him down on the phone.
Yeah, how are we going to keep... This is sent from a listener.
How can we stop ISIS from killing us all now that they've bombed Perry?
Oh, boy.
How are we going to keep them from terrorizing cities and towns and shooting us down?
Now, Dan Adamini, I guess he was the guy that was living in the UP of Michigan with that song. Thank you for sending it. I love them, really. I like any song or anything you send. brandmeiershow@gmail.com. But when you're sitting there thinking about ISIS and the attacks and Paris and this and that, how do you come up with, I know the parody, I get it. Ah, you're gonna keep them down on the farm after they seen Barry. I get it. But that doesn't fit your lyrics. It just doesn't seem. It seems like it's more danceable.
How we gonna keep them from gaining ground? It's no mystery.
It's delightful.
That song is in his head. I mean, that's in his head,
right?
Because of World War II, or wherever he first heard it,
wherever Dan first fought. That's the song he sang when he came home to his own lady.
That's right. It's very meaningful, and it just popped out.
844, the number 4 JB show, and Brian, you're going to speak now, and I'm going to listen.
Hey, that's a great song for Astro Merman to do. But anyway, let's see. Who exactly are they protecting, this lawyer, for these folks that I believe have both been gunned down? I mean, what exactly is there to protect at this point?
What do you mean? What are they going to protect?
Why do they have a lawyer? Who hired this lawyer? I mean, what really are they protecting?
There's the question. What did this terrorist do? Oh, well, we don't know if he's a terrorist, because he could be a disgruntled employee / terrorist, and maybe it's right. A combo plate I'm hearing now. It could be a little terrorism and then a little bit of I'm disgruntled.
Right. Well, there's definitely a lot of angry there somewhere, isn't there?
Hell, you're going to keep Farouk down on the farm. There's no business like terrorist business.
There's no business I know.
Da-da-da-da-da. Would you like to record a duet with me?
I certainly would.
All right. Now Scooter is talking. Hello, Scooter.
Hey, Johnny B., you seen the interview with Obama yesterday. My wife and I, we just, I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but boy, he's looking old. He doesn't look well. I mean, did anybody notice it at all?
No, you know what? It's weird you said that, because I said this out loud the other day to no one in the room who actually listens to me in my house. I said out loud, "Wow, you know what he looks, Obama, the president of the United States, looks like a beaten man. He looks like a beaten, tired man.
He looks beaten, old, and he don't look well, you know. I mean, I'm not a big Obama fan, but health-wise, he doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And Johnny, you know about these lawyers? I got a lot of good friends that are lawyers. You know what I call them? They're all used car salesmen. That's all they are, Johnny. That's all they are. They're like used car salesmen. They go after everything. Hey, Johnny, what do you got when you got three lawyers in sand up to their neck?
A good start.
No, not enough sand.
Right on, man. Now, wait a minute. Wasn't there one where, what do you got when you got, what is the joke? You have three. I agree with you, though. I mean, I don't even know how that lawyer, the guy's name is David Chelsea, Saeed Farouk's attorney.
Who hired him, Johnny? Who hired him?
I got to know more. Why is this attorney there? Who'd hired this guy? What's the story about this guy? Because for him to go, let me hear this again, to him to talk about, after we just heard the cachet of ammo that this dude has, and it's a lot of ammo, 6,000 rounds of ammo, 75 rounds during the assault, 15 pipe bombs, 1,600 bullets, 4,500 rounds, 2,500 rounds for assault, 223 caliber assault rifles, pipe bombs, 2 9-millimeter handguns, and his attorney says, what? What does attorney say? Let me hear that attorney again. And then put that in so I can hit it.
Just a normal amount.
This is what happens when I don't control the sound.
Yeah.
I hit all the buttons, Buzz. Every single button. I'm hitting the buttons. I'm pressing them. Where is the attorney?
Well, first let me say that that's a normal amount
that's
of weapons.
Buzz played a part of it. Playing the part of the attorney
is
Buzz Kilman.
Yeah.
He just said it was a normal amount.
I don't think that this is a lot of munitions, first of all. I think it was just an average amount. But I think that everyone knows that he just did this for target practice.
He just did it for target practice. Well, he should be so happy they hit his targets.
Right. But once again, who's his client?
That's what I mean.
Who's the lawyer's client?
I don't understand it. Who hired him? The baby that was left at the grandma's doorstep?
Right. Well, probably the parents for some reason. But that doesn't make sense either. I mean, he's out there defending his dead client.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get... I got good news and bad news. I got you off a reduced charge, but you're still dead. Thanks for helping. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Donnie, I love you. Love your show. You guys are awesome.
Thank
hey,
you, Bob.
6,000 rounds is not a lot of ammunition. If you're in a target range shooting your rifle, you can shoot to 1,000 rounds in less than an hour.
So you think there's something here? You're thinking what we just heard, this cache of ammunition that he has. What about the pipe bombs? What do you use to practice with pipe bombs?
Where's the pipe bomb range?
Yeah.
Well, the pipe bombs in itself, you know, that moat right there.
Right. Bob, I get it. There's ammunition. People shoot target breaks. I get it. I do it. I've had guns. I have guns. Blank, 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 blank. This is not a gun discussion. This is a common sense discussion. The guy's got 15 pipe bombs. He's got rounds of ammunition stacked up. He's keeping them in his house. And his lawyer, for whatever reason, has been hired to say,
well, he was just shooting. It was just target practice. No,
he didn't mean to kill the 14 people. It was an accident.
What did he do, slip and fall and shoot them all?
Slipped and fall and shoot them all. This is why. Is there, where could I move that I could get away from all of this?
I don't think you can.
There's nowhere to go now.
That's right.
Anyone out there have an open apartment or someplace in a nice quiet area in the woods? Who's that guy used to live? Oh, the Unabomber lived up in that little shack.
Right.
So even in the woods.
Where your neighbors are.
I'm walking around, you know, thinking that I'm free from all the trouble and the craziness of the world. I run into the Unabomber. That'd be mine.
Planting landmines.
Hey, what are you doing up here? This is my property. Yeah, I was just trying to get away from all the trouble and all the, you know, the war and the terror and the terrorism, etc. Well, walk's where you're walking. I got landmines all over here.
Right. And that area, that Idaho, Montana, that's where the militia people hang out.
I mean, I'll live with them.
Organized.
At least I'll be safe. Let me tell you something. When Mad Max happens, and it's going to happen, I'm going to be with the militia. I'll be hunkered down, and I'm going to see you coming over the top of the hit ridge, and I'm going after you. It would be like the Civil War. I'm fighting Buzz. Hello.
You won't be fighting me because just like now, I'll stay home.
Where's Buzz? We can't find him. He didn't want to come
out.
That's
right.
Hello, Bob. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Johnny, the last time I went to the gun range, and I'm sure the last time you went, well, I'm not allowed to bring my pipe bombs.
That's exactly right. Buzz has asked the right question. Where's the pipe bomb range? Yeah. All right. Sareed Farouk's attorney, David Chelsea. Nice work.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-865-3959, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-865-3959, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-865-3959. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. That's 800-865-3959. Call 800-865-3959 now.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNext meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNext meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNext gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. ContourNext, accuracy you can trust.
Meet Rachel. She's making serious money on her own schedule driving with Uber.
I was looking for something that was convenient and something that would help me to reach my financial goals. A friend suggested Uber, and I liked it. I love the convenience of it, so I log on when I'm available and log off when I'm not. And it's very, very easy to do. Just get in your car and you drive. And I like driving my car.
Thanks, Rachel. To start making great money with your car, sign up to Drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-801-9553 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-801-9553. Call 800-801-9553. Again, that's 800-801-9553. 800-801-9553.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Listen to the Jonathan Brandmeier Show when you want, anywhere you want, the way you want. Subscribe to the podcast at BrandmeierShow.com.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm from Coldplay. We're so excited and honored and thrilled to be playing the halftime show. It's going to be wonderful, and I hope we'll see you there.
Yeah, right on. Well, there is Chris Martin of Coldplay, who is saying he's excited to be playing the halftime show at the Super Bowl. The Twitter universe is not so happy, apparently. They have fired a bunch of stuff out in the tweet land. Coldplay is doing the Super Bowl halftime show. Players are going to start calling their old teams in tears, trying to get back together. Tweet. Super Bowl fans, are you ready to rock? Hope not, because you're getting Coldplay. Let's see. Ken Wheaton. Someone should run the concussion protocol on whoever picks Super Bowl halftime talent. Oh, that's interesting. Ken Wheaton. Someone should run the concussion protocol on whoever picks Super Bowl halftime talent. Coldplay doesn't even know what football is. They call it that's soccer right. Over there.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Why is everybody so mean? Coldplay and Bruno Mars, by the way, will play Super Bowl 50 halftime show, Feb 7, at Levi Stadium. Coldplay is the clip-on man bun of bands. Is there a clip-on man bun?
I guess.
Like a ponytail?
I guess.
Get one of those. Let's see. Tweet regarding Coldplay playing halftime at this Super Bowl. On February 7th, I believe it is, at Levi Stadium. Who would be a better halftime act than Coldplay? And then the guy puts four choices down. He tweets out, who would be a better halftime act than Coldplay? Anyone? Silence. Elvis's corpse. All right. I'm saying Coldplay. Yeah. February 7, baby. Super Bowl 50. Here we go.
I used to rule the world. Seas would rot. Damn it. I used to rule the world.
Come on.
Seas would rise.
No.
When I go high, gave the
go
word.
Lower.
You got 2 months.
Two months. You should put it together. Come on, Chris. No, don't go so high. You're going to be too jacked up at the halftime. No, lower. Oh, for God's sake, Martin.
Now in the morning I sleep
alone. There you go.
Alone.
There you go.
Sweep the streets I used to own.
There you go.
I hear.
No.
I hear.
Too high.
I hear.
No.
I
oh, for
hear.
It's February 7th. Get it together.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, December 18th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Hey, this is Hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. The FBI says it's investigating the mass shooting in Southern California as an act of terrorism. One federal law enforcement official says the woman who helped her husband carry out the attack had pledged allegiance to ISIS. The two killed 14 people at the holiday party where Syed Farouk worked. Both he and his wife were later killed by police. Donald Trump, meanwhile, says the San Bernardino shooting was an act of terrorism. At a campaign event in Raleigh, North Carolina, the Republican presidential candidate says political correctness has gone too far if it makes someone afraid to report what could be suspicious activity.
The person that knew what was going on said they didn't want to report them because they think it might be racial profiling. Did you see that?
Police say Farouk's mother lived with the couple, but she stayed upstairs and didn't notice that they had stockpiled 12 pipe bombs and well over 4,500 rounds of ammunition. The cover of Thursday's New York Daily News seemed to mock Christians, claiming God won't fix this, referring to the California shooting. The Salem Radio Network asked